Thought you knew, but you have no idea. It's the Urban Sports Dude.
Yeah, it's the Urban Sports Scene back live in effect. I'm here with my main man. He's royalty. He calls himself King. King of Kings. What's up, homie?
Hey, what's going on? How you living this?
Tell the people how you doing, man.
I'm doing good, man. Doing good. Hi. That's an ambition, you know what I'm saying? Mono 2014. Say hi.
Please break down that whole thing, hustler's ambition.
I mean, you got to hustle in this world, baby.
You ain't never lying, man. You ain't never lying.
People say hi, like they laughing. I'm like, hi.
Tell them about your hustling background, man.
I can't do that.
Why?
Limitations ain't over yet, baby.
Say what?
Limitations ain't over there. Got chill on that, cuz.
Anyway.
Got chill.
This dude is crazy.
Trying to give me lit. Ray Rice, I'm coming.
Oh, wow. We're going to talk about Ray Rice in a minute, but
we will.
That's why I'm glad I have you on the show, because you have an interesting perspective on things. Anyway, like I said earlier, this is the Urban Sports Scene. I'm Wally. This is King Al, my brother. Glad to have him on the show. Will T, who usually hosts the show with me, isn't here today, but hopefully we'll have him back next week. All shows from now on are always dedicated to Big Ron, who passed away, one of the big contributors to the Urban Sports Scene in terms of always listening in and supporting the brand. Appreciating Ron. Still love you, my man. Look out for his family. I have a website that will probably hopefully will help fund and take care of some of his kids he left behind. Left behind Aaliyah, which is his daughter, and his daughter who's about to come to this world, named Jordan. So let me give you the link real quick. The link is www.gofundme.com/CBT730. So just, you know, if you get an opportunity, any donation is great. You know what I mean? We're not looking for anything big, small. Any donation is great. So please, if you have an opportunity, please donate to his memory. Make sure also you check out our homies Voice of the Fans podcast show. It's at www.blogtalkradio.com/thevoiceofthefan. The show is hosted by Alex and Jeff, so make sure you check them out. Now, our phone lines are open, so you feel free to call in. The number is 202-0904. That's 202-0904. Again, the phone lines are open. Let's get into our traditional pregame. Ray Rice, first off, you saw the video. Thoughts of the video?
He got a mean left hook. She went down. She didn't get up.
She went down. She didn't get up.
Yeah.
Your thoughts on the video, for real, man? Not like she went down. She didn't.
I thought you told Wally. You wanted me to.
Real talking. Okay, yeah. Truth be told.
I thought you wanted me to comment on the video. So
okay,
wait, video.
No, what? Like, comment on the actual video. I'll give you that. Yeah,
that's what I thought you was asking.
No, you got
to. Just in case people didn't see it. So
we know
you,
people saw the video.
So I'm going to give you, like, the Jim Ross.
You want to give me to Jim Ross?
Yeah, Jim Ross. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Did you see the left hook? Did you see the left hook? She's down. I think he killed her. I think he killed her. Why?
Why are you so loud, though?
I was giving it to Jim Ross.
You got real into it.
I'm just saying. I love wrestling.
Oh, but that was a whole different
thing. It's like, now what happened? I mean, they said she spit on him. I don't think she deserved that vicious two-piece. But he did. I mean, he tried to carry her up, but she went limp. I mean, 46
tried to carry her.
He did, though. I mean, people keep saying that, like, he just left her there, and that's incorrect. He did try to carry her up. Like, let's give him some credit. He did try to carry her up.
Oh, right now we're having difficulties with the phone line. I'm not going to give you my personal phone number.
Why is it difficult?
Google Talk is saying connecting. It's not even connecting.
Oh, so you got it here.
You know what I got to do?
Yeah.
All right, hold on. We on source.
You got a different job.
That's the Google Talk, right?
I don't know. I don't got this job.
This don't get you phone a different phone number.
Yeah, but I don't got this app.
What do you have?
Google Voice.
Oh, I got the same. Isn't the same thing?
I don't know. I don't know this.
Let me see it.
No, I don't know this one.
Oh, usually it worked for me all the time.
Okay, well, it worked for you.
It ain't working now.
It ain't work for me, baby.
It ain't working now, so it's offline. Again, I'm not a fan. Why is it offline? Connecting. Oh, well, it is what it is. If you can just tweet us.
Phone line dead.
I'm not giving you my number.
You know what it's called? Ha. Hustle ambition. I keep saying it. It's gonna be the motto. You know what I'm saying? You gotta say that, John.
Hustle ambition.
Ha.
I'm gonna turn my phone off. That's what I'm doing. I can't put Siri on. Maybe Siri can save me. Siri can't save me.
Nah. They give them your personal, baby. get them stalkers ready.
I ain't giving them my personal.
Get them stalkers ready.
I'm not giving them my personal.
Get them stalkers ready, baby.
Man, he two-pieced her like she was too. a boxer.
I mean, first of all, one thing, I mean, some people are going to say I'm rude and insensitive.
Yeah.
She has no defense.
Oh, my God.
Like, like real talk.
Really, though,
like,
yeah? Real talk.
Right, she had no defense.
Really, though?
He hit her the first time, right?
She had no defense, though?
I'm about to explain. I'm about to explain. He hit her first time, and she took it like a G.
Yeah, she just take that. Yeah,
but she, no, he hit her.
He hit her. Okay.
She took it like a G. But, like, she didn't come in. Like, she didn't watch, you know, like Floyd Mayweather access, you know, like, she didn't put her guards up. She ain't duck. She ain't move.
She ain't watch like Evelyn from like the.
She ain't, I mean, like for real, like she did not do anything. Like,
basketball housewife. She ain't watch the
like,
game.
Like she ain't like Bob. She went straight into it. Like I'm just saying, Ray Rice felt like he was in trouble, so he hit it with a quick. I mean, this is a sharp boxing term, a sharp left hook.
That jump was. I mean, that was straight.
It was so short and sharp that like when he knocked her down, he was stunned. Like, if you'd have really saw his face, he was like, whoa.
He knocked her down.
He was like, I did that? And he was like, come on, Shawty, get up. That's what he said.
You went about, you text me, open the door?
Yeah, you kind of late with that. Yeah.
I ain't know what you mean. It was like too hard to open my door.
Nah, you know how I'm going to play with that job. You know how I'm play with that job.
Okay, the phone lines are open now. It works.
Phone lines are open?
They're open. Number is 202-495-0904. That's 202-495-0904.
That's my ambition.
Yeah, you know I wasn't even my personal number. That was not happening. Yeah, the way he hit her would call me off guard. I always say this, that no man should ever put his hands on a girl.
Yeah.
There are situations where I can visually see it. You know, I don't agree with, but I can visually see it. I see a reason, like, if a chick is, like, wailing on him, like how Solange is wailing on Jay-Z. I can see why a man would do it. I don't agree with it, but I can see it.
See, okay, here's where we disagree.
Go ahead.
Okay. No one should. No, I don't think it should be man versus female. No, nobody should put a hand on anybody.
I agree with you. I agree.
And I say this. If a female is bold enough to jump out there and swing on a guy.
Be expected.
The guy's, 9 or 10 times, he's going to try to duck.
Yeah.
And if he gets connected, like, is it really domestic? Is it really him assaulting? I don't think so. It's blow for blow. But unfortunately, for this one.
Somebody said they're trying to call in. They're calling again.
Who's trying to call
in? They're calling again. Hank, my man from one of the shows I used to be on. Calling again. Mr. Hancock. Calling again.
Yeah, so, but I mean, she didn't. Besides, he said she spit on him, which is very, very disrespectful.
Mm-hmm. I figured that's what happened.
Yeah, but I'm assuming that they fought before.
I'm sure.
And she, like, generally when she comes at him, she hits him with, you know, maybe a two-piece or a three-piece.
Today, like she was a dude.
But today she was slipping.
That day she was slipping?
And she slipped hard.
All I'm saying is, like, you know, I agree with you that nobody should put their hands, especially in a relationship, nobody should put their hands on each other. Like, I agree with that statement. That's a fair statement, fair assessment. But, you know, as a guy, I'm just saying, as a guy, you shouldn't put your hands on a chick that way. But to your point, females, if you do put your hands on a dude, be expected, it can happen. Don't act like it's a shocker. It can happen.
Yeah, just duck.
You know what I mean? It can happen. But at the same time, again, I'm on the side of saying, like, never a guy should.
But first of all, Ray Rice, a lot of people are upset with Ray Rice, except with the NFL originally.
Yeah. Yeah.
For what they,
I am.
With a 2-game suspension.
I am.
I'm not.
Why?
Because the first thing you're supposed to be upset with is the court system.
No, I agree with that.
That's the first thing someone should be upset with, is the court system.
I actually agree with your point.
Shorty, are you eating and working?
Yeah, doing the same thing.
On the mic?
You're talking.
What?
I can't eat while you're talking.
You doing that? Nah.
Piece of broccoli?
Oh, now you want to feed me?
Yeah.
Now you want to feed me?
A piece of broccoli?
Now you want
to
feed me?
I offered to feed you earlier.
Nah, you gave some Powerade.
I did, and
that was the first thing.
It's better than this green tea I'm drinking. Why are you complaining?
Why are you screaming? I'm right here, baby. And you still chewing. Like, you're not professional, dog. That's not. Oh, you about to choke? You need some Powerade? Because you ain't getting this.
I'm hungry, man.
Hungry hippo. Ah, you dumb, Sean. So, nah.
What are we talking about?
I don't know. Oh, no, yeah, NFL. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't think they should. The game is 2-game suspension. People get upset about that.
Yeah.
I think people should be upset with the court system. Mm-hmm. I mean, the court system fell. He had to do a plea bargain. He had to go to anger management, and he was good.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't understand why the NFL has to be the court.
Yeah.
I mean, he
This is my thing.
And then Goodell. No.
Why you? Okay, you want to go first?
Yeah, because then Goodell saw the video and then said, "Oh no, we got to suspend him indefinitely." That is so much bull. Because this is why I'm so disgusted with it. Because he just came up with a rule saying 6 games for the first offense and lifetime ban. I think it's lifetime or indefinitely ban.
I thought it was lifetime.
And then, okay, lifetime ban for the second offense.
Well, I think the lifetime thing is a little bit too much.
Even though his thing, this is still the first offense.
Okay, hold on. We got a caller.
You got a caller. Okay, caller. You're on.
Caller. Hold on. We got a caller.
Hold on. We got to hold for a bit. So, ladies, you can hear my voice. Get moist. Sit back.
Is it really, though?
Relax. What? I'm trying to get you female callers. I keep telling you that. I'm helping
talking
you.
Talking like that? Excuse me. Hold on.
Yeah, talking like that.
Excuse me. Hold on.
Makes them shimmer.
Makes them shimmer?
Makes them shimmer.
Makes them shimmer.
Makes them
I should have did all this beforehand.
You should have. You're right. You're right. You should have did a
obviously,
lot more.
I wasn't prepared for this.
Nah, you weren't prepared, baby. Hustle ambition.
Hustle ambition. Hi. Hello, you're on with the Urban Sports Team. Hello? Hello, you're on with the Urban Sports Team? Hello?
Yeah. Hey, this Ryan, man.
What's going on? So you want to speak on the Ray Rice situation?
Yeah.
Right, so what do you want to say about it?
Let me explain this to you. Let me explain this. Then I'll shut up and let you talk.
He wants to vent. Go ahead. Go ahead. Let it go.
Before the fantasy football season started, I had actually drafted Ray Rice onto my football team. I understood, he's gonna get suspended. He got suspended. Okay, I understood that. When TMZ came out with this, and it was early Monday morning, and they came out with there's new stuff regarding Ray Rice. I literally said, when that happened, I went on my ESPN fantasy football app and thought to myself, this guy's gone. I don't care. Yeah, he could win my fantasy football league this year, but I value people more than I value football. This was at 3:30 in the morning. I woke up 3:30 in the morning, put in a clear for waivers, picked up Zach Miller of the Seattle Seahawks. Anytime a person who doesn't even have the means to even own a freaking football team has more fiber, more moral character than you, that says a lot about what you are. And Roger Goodell, and my anger is not really at Ray Rice. I'm angry at what he did. I don't believe you should ever lay your hand on a woman if you're a man. You want to know where my anger lays at, Ray Rice? My anger lays at Roger Goodell. And here's why. He always talks about protecting the shield, honor, integrity. He talks about, he said in Ohio in August, we have, all our punishments are consistent with our process. You gave Josh Gordon, you suspended Josh Gordon for a year due to drugs. You literally suspended a football coach, and basically went on a witch hunt for a bounty program that later was found out never existed. You suspended Big Ben Roethlisberger, who had no rape charges, none. You basically suspended this guy for 6 games. He had no charges. But you would say, reason why we suspended him is because we want to protect the Shield. You basically, in your opinion, you had Greg Hardy on the field. A guy, we all know what happened to Greg Hardy during the summer, who had face paint on his face. And you, instead of you believing, instead of you going into this, okay, we're going to do 6 games for this guy. We're going to suspend him for 6 games. Instead of you doing that, you're saying, oh, I don't care about that. I care about him having face paint on his face. I don't care about him, what he did to his wife or his girlfriend. I care about him having face paint on his face. Jimmy Graham, who is one of my favorite players in the NFL, you know, and I say that because I'm a Saints fan, he dunks on a goalpost and makes the game fun. That's something that we Saints fans look forward to every time he goes to the end zone. And instead of you saying, okay, it's fun, you know, it's fun, whatever, you just decided, you believe his dunking of a goalpost is a distraction to the game. You believe that. What's even troubling about this is that you got twin daughters. You got twin daughters. You have twin. This is a man who has twin daughters. And you're going to sit here and tell me you didn't know anything about tape? You didn't know anything about a tape? You didn't know anything about what was going on with Ray Rice? You weren't a part of it? No. Don't give me that.
Hey, Doc, we got to wrap up. Hey, Doc, we got to wrap the segment up real quick. I want you to part in shots, though. Go ahead. So give me at least about 30 seconds of what you want to end off with saying.
All right. Well, let me sign off because, like I said, I just woke up from a nap.
Okay.
I would say this. You know, this is a sad day in America when we value football more than we value people.
Agreed.
When we value women, when we devalue the woman, when we devalue the worth of a woman for football. What Roger Goodell has done is, and this is a man who has twin daughters, he has devalued the value of his daughters. He has devalued the value of a woman, the value of every female fan who turns on the game on Sunday afternoons or Sunday night or Monday night. What he did as far as Ray Rice, the Ray Rice suspension, what he did was he valued every female fan that plays fantasy football, that watches the game, that puts money into his damn pocket, into these damn owners' pockets. That's what he's done.
Yeah.
And there is nothing that can change my opinion of what he did. And nothing.
Yeah, totally.
And if I was him today, dude, I would resign today. I don't give a damn. You know, forget the owners. If I was him right now, I would stand up and resign because I not only failed as a commissioner, I failed as a man, and that's what he is. He is a failure of a f***ing man, and you can put that up.
Kid, wow. Okay. All right. Well.
I'm sorry, man.
That's okay. We'll talk later. All right. PG-13. But all right. Thanks for listening and thanks for calling. Okay.
All right,
man. Thanks. Appreciate it. Hey, oh man, Curse. No, hold on, no, my man, Curse. Yeah, go on. You're on now. I'm sorry.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, go back. That was a good guy.
All right, we'll say goodbye to him.
Yeah, Doc, gotta calm down. We PG-13. Yeah, we got PG-13, brother.
Not we.
Okay. I'm PG-13.
PG-13, baby. I'm ready to go.
But anyway, just going. I guess I wanted to talk about. He did mention Roger Goodell messing up. I thought, you know, in terms of consistency of the NFL, I thought Roger Goodell messed up with this one. But just because, I mean, I agree with you, but you always stay with me. We always talk about how the NFL shouldn't police that, you know, stuff that if an individual breaks the law. That's something that the court system should dictate.
But, I mean, can I address the with the suspension for Ray Rice. Mm-hmm. People want to criticize that he should be banned from football. Excuse me. Please stop it.
I think that's too much. I think it's too much.
Roger Goodell, he came out with a statement, I mean, after he made the mistake of suspending Ray for only 2 games, he said it's going to be 6 games and it's going to be a year. It's going to be a lifetime ban. Mm-hmm. To my understanding, this is the first time Ray Rice got charged with domestic violence. Mm-hmm. So that falls under the one time, 6 games. Just because you saw a video. So now Roger Goodell should really state it should be case by case. It shouldn't be the first offense, 6 games. Everything is case by case because he was able to visually see it. If it was reported that, if Ray Rice knocked it down with a two-piece, I mean, he would have got 6 games.
Why do you got to say two-piece?
It was a two-piece. I mean, I'm not going to give him a shout out and say he knocked out with one punch.
All right, go ahead. Next, please.
First of all, also, I'd like to say I want to give a shout out to his beautiful wife. Janae. I don't know her name.
Janae Rice.
But I don't know her personally, so
I'm going to talk about her comments.
You talk about her comments? Yeah, okay, so we're going to go back to that?
You want to go to her comments?
You want to talk about comments later?
We can talk about it now because I want to fast forward.
Okay, let's talk about how.
Too long.
I mean, she's a definition for all you hood chicks.
But tell her, first off, let me break it down for folks. First off, she can't. You want to say what she said?
No, you go ahead.
So first off, she came out and pretty much blamed. She put ownership or blame on the media for making this public, which I totally agree, to be honest with you, TMZ definitely for making the situation, it should be a private matter public by having this video out there, because you know they're working on their merch, and this, you know, by putting this out there, it's rehashing obviously a painful situation for her and her family.
So absolutely.
It's like, and I agree with her statement, to be honest with you. Yeah, she sounds, some people may think that she sounds like a battered female, but at the same time, this is something she's having to deal with. You're not dealing with it. Nobody's dealing with it. She has to deal with it. And I agree with her. For TMZ to put it out there, you know, they wouldn't put it out there if she wasn't famous. If her and Ray Rice wasn't famous, it would be in public. I mean, sorry, it'd be in private. So
absolutely.
I totally understand. I totally agree with her statement. But go ahead.
I was going to state that she's a definition of a ride or die chick. Through the ups and downs, through the trials and tribulations, she is stuck by her husband. She's also, Ray Rice owes a lot to her. He needs to make a song. These chicks are loyal. It'll be a top 5.
These chicks are loyal.
Featuring Chris Brown, of course.
That's a man beater, too.
Yeah, you got to have them all together.
I don't
understand that.
I'm done. Go ahead. I'm done.
I know. I mean, you can bring in Ike. I think Ike's still alive.
I think Ike passed away.
Well, you can do it near his grave. I don't know. I mean, he can come back. Don't choke, baby. Don't choke. He's reborn. You know what I'm saying? Get it? Reborn?
Continue.
He passed away?
He's reborn? Continue.
I guess not.
Continue.
I think that was over your head.
Continue, sir. Continue.
That was good. I'm going to say that was a dog.
Continue,
good.
Man.
Listen, boy.
I told you about calling me a boy. We don't stop that.
I ain't going to stop nothing. You are what you are.
No, I'm not a boy.
You're not a boy? What are you, a girl?
No, I'm not a girl. I'm a man, son.
Nah,
man.
You're a boy.
No, I'm a man. You're a boy. You're a boy.
You're a boy to let that man talk for 45 minutes. Boy.
No.
Boy. You sit down, boy.
Hey, I support anybody who wants to call in. I support you.
You definitely right.
45, not that long, though.
45 for that minute strong. And curse on your show.
I ain't cursed on my
boy.
Show.
Better act right. Get that act right in.
I'm going to still need you to stop calling me a boy before I jump off this couch and get you.
You better try that, boy. Try that.
My knee hurts.
But no, seriously, I think she also takes effect because I don't think she works. I don't think his wife works. And Ray Rice lost roughly $30 million.
Oh, yeah.
I'm hoping he saved some money.
Yeah.
I do see him probably doing celebrity boxing.
You don't see him like CFL?
I see him doing. No, I don't think CFL is going to take him. You know what I'm saying? It's so bad. But I mean, if he does, I mean, all power to him. I think that's the first avenue he should go: CFL, arena football.
I think arena football will take him.
But they're not big running backs.
Ocho Cinco. Wow. Chad Johnson. Let me say that.
Yeah.
He hit his chick. And
did you see it?
I don't believe in either. No, but
what I'm saying is, I mean,
you're talking about visually. You're talking about visually.
That's what I'm saying. See, that's the difference. Yeah. See, that's the difference. Like, everyone is, you know, hooting and hollering. Like, I can't believe he did this. I can't believe he did that. But it's because everyone saw it. Mm-hmm. So that it just escalated to something else. Like, I can't believe he's still in the league.
Yeah.
But I mean, if you look at other players with domestic violence charges, you'll see it. I mean, you'll see it and you'll be like, okay, well, he did this, he did that. But you don't see it. But if you actually see it, then it's a bigger issue.
Yeah.
Like I said, if that's a bigger issue, it's a court. It's not really NFL. Like, I don't care. Football is for entertainment, fellas. Don't let them be your heroes.
Oh, I agree.
It's entertainment.
It's entertainment. They it's entertainment. Be
I don't care.
You can't. And you got to stop people. We have to stop looking at individuals like they're like gods or something. They're not. They're entertainers. They're just like any other person. You got to have more money. They may have more money than the average individual, but it's like any other individual. They're just like any other person in terms of being a person. I'm really annoyed. Like the legal system pisses me off. I'm going back to the legal system. Mm-hmm. I talk because like Michael Vick got like 2 years for like hitting Twister for messing with dogs, and like Ray Rice. It's getting like Ray Rice is scot-free.
Okay, let me explain something.
Go ahead.
Okay,
I know why, but I want you can talk. Go ahead.
Yeah. A dog to the Caucasian unit is a piece of is a part of the family. Uh-huh. A black female is an animal.
All right. I'm not going to argue that. A
black male is an animal. I mean, black female, black are animals.
So a dog,
but a dog is part of the family.
It's more precious than the
It's part of the family. So
and very, and
so it means absolutely now.
Not to all people. Now, but not to all people.
Not to all people. But let Ray Rice's wife be that'll be white.
Uh-huh.
It's a different issue. He's gonna be locked up for 20 years.
Let who?
Let Ray Rice's wife be white.
Yeah, me and someone had that same.
He'd be locked up for 20 years.
Yeah, me and someone had that same situation.
Yeah, 20 years. And Goodell would
just being real.
And Goodell would look into the video.
You know, Goodell didn't see the video?
I thought he saw the video. I think it's fair.
He's lying. Like, I don't know what. Him and the Ravens saw the video. If TMZ didn't get a hand up.
Everyone saw the video. The police saw the video.
He saw the video.
Everyone saw the video, but they had to back out.
Yeah, they had to.
Back out and be like, nah.
It's the dumbest thing ever. You're the NFL. Like, first how much all, money do you have? You can't see the video.
Here's the thing. If you've been to a casino before.
Sorry.
You know what I'm saying? If you've been to a casino before, you know that there's maybe over 50 cameras in there.
Yeah.
When you They showed a camera view of him dragging her out the elevator.
Yeah.
So if you ever been to an elevator, you know there's cameras in the elevator.
Of course.
So I mean, it's just plain stupid to say, "Hey, I want to say." Oh, it's easy to say I want to check the video instead of thing. But you tell me Goodell didn't ask for that? It's a bull-faced lie. He's a liar. Yeah. I mean, I don't ever trust the them.
Yeah. Go ahead, stop it.
I said them.
Who's them?
You know who they are.
Commissioner, got you. The commissioner, the NFL. I told you. This is a wholesome show. We're here for the world, man. The world listens to my show, son.
The world listens to you?
Yeah, the world. The world. World Wide Web.
I tell the world that EAD.
I know what that means too.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we're gonna leave. We're gonna leave Ray Rice because Ray Rice makes people heated.
Don't make me heated, babe. You can call right now and curse me out. You know what I'm gonna say? Ha. That's ambition. Get with it, babe.
Hey, again, the phone lines are open.
The phone lines are open to talk to me, first of all.
Number is 202-495-0904.
Wait. Say it slow.
202-495.
Say it with a better voice. Come on now.
Nah, this is my voice.
That's what I said, better voice.
No, my voice is good as it is. Go ahead. You have someone to lie. You have
someone
phone
lied
voice.
To you.
You know they say in radio, you can't try.
Someone lied to you. Ooh, that's a good song. Go ahead. Keep going.
No, I don't want to talk to you, man. You
don't want to talk to me, babe?
You're making me heated.
You want to talk? You heated? You're making you sweat, babe.
I'm sweating already.
I know what to say. Say the number.
Number's 202-495-0904.
So you got a little deeper. You got a little deeper.
Let me do it like you.
Go ahead. 202.
202.
There you go, boy.
495.
Get that sexy off.
09.
Uh-huh. 04. Oh, yeah. You did it, dog. You did it with TV, dog. Ha. Hustle ambition.
Oh, my God. My brother is a fool.
Ha. Hustle ambition. Got him on it.
This man is a fool. Anyway, call
got him
fool.
On it.
I have the most fun when you're on the show. I swear to God.
Got you, baby. You got love. You got right. Love life.
All right, man. Virginia Tech upset it. You said it wasn't upset.
Going commercial.
Now you want to skip college football?
Oh, no, no.
We can.
No, we can go ahead.
I mean, we can skip it.
No. We ain't going to skip USC.
USC, I knew it.
We ain't going to do that.
With Virginia Tech upset Ohio State, do you see them? My name is for your boy, Tony. Do you see them being a potential
first of all,
threat
say,
to Florida State
first of all, first
title
of all,
run?
First, damn, I wish I sent him the link. Hey, Hispanic. If you're listening.
Don't be racist to upset.
Oh, but it's not being racist. I'm talking to my friend.
Okay, you talk to one. Okay,
talk to one Hispanic.
Okay, good. Go ahead. That's better.
He owns 3 Taco Bells. Okay.
Now, Shandy said, "Don't allow him to corrupt you."
It's out of my goddamn business. What's wrong with her? All right, so what was curse?
What did I? Is damn a curse word?
No, you good. You didn't curse.
Yeah, because I don't
you
think
you did the F word?
Nah.
Okay.
Nah, I try not to anymore.
Thank
I'm a changed man.
I know. You told
I'm
me.
Just kidding myself.
Oh, guess how it's wrong.
I'm just kidding myself. I ain't changed.
Cool. Wait, carry on.
Florida, I mean, VTech did. I don't really consider upset. Only reason people say it's upset is because Ohio State was ranked in the top 10, I believe. Hold on. Please. Hey, light work.
Light work.
So I want to say I don't think Tech was an upset.
Yeah, okay.
Due to Ohio State, the leader in the
Braxton Miller
was out for the whole season. So Theoretically, what they wanted to do was drop Ohio State out, like really the top 25, to be honest, because of their close run to against they played was it Navy? Was a close game?
Yeah,
Navy. Yeah, so they wanted to drop them out the top 25. So that's nothing new. Florida State had a tough game against Oklahoma State week one. Florida State does not look as dominant. James Winston. He didn't look that good, to be honest. The defense is strong, though. However, the defense is really strong. Quick, fast unit. The highlight of last week, however, was USC versus Stanford.
And let's get into that USC Stanford game.
Okay, let's get into it.
Go ahead.
Well,
first of all, it was a great game.
You go ahead and I'll just.
Okay, and then you can go ahead and piggyback off that. Yeah. It was a great game. I think USC, like that kicker, it was clutch.
He generally sucks, too.
Does he suck, really?
He generally sucks.
Okay, it was a clutch kick. The coach showed faith in him. He thought about actually going for it. And the kicker reward him. Defense balled. I think definitely to hold Hogan at that last drive. It looked like Stanford was going to be able to score, and USC stepped up, played great defense, forced the fumble. I was impressed by USC. I think it was Starkazian.
Yeah, Stark.
I think he's doing. He's actually to me
he's
building this team to the way like Pete Carroll had this team, and I think it was definitely a great hire. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean it was a great game. Stanford defense is extremely well. Shaw, I think he's going to be the next coach to make it to the NFL. He has an NFL-style offense, NFL-style defense. Unfortunately, NFL-style doesn't really work in college. I mean, it shows that you can coach. Mm-hmm. I mean, you'll lose some games, but it'll be extremely close. But you're not blowing out teams the way you want to because you're not a high octane offense.
Sure, totally agree.
But it was good. It was a real physical game, real physical game. It's one of those USC versus Stanford type games the past 3-4 years.
Classic game.
Yeah, classic game. I'm so happy that we just came up with the victory. Michigan versus Notre Dame, it was a complete blowout. I don't know, but bringing in their what's the quarterback's name? Golston?
Golston, Notre Dame, yeah.
Yeah, Notre Dame. Like Golston. His freshman year, he really wasn't that good to me.
Yeah, he wasn't. He like a good passer this game. I don't know what happened. Yeah, like, maybe you kicked out of school and you come back, you're a better football player. Maybe everybody else be kicked out of school.
But he, like, I saw the ticker. I was like, that's probably a misprint. I'll check again. I said, how did they shut out Michigan in the last game?
Defense was real, too.
But the last game, though.
Because, coming to be honest with you, the best starting to, like, one for Michigan, like, anytime your tight end has to be your number one wide receiver and you flaunt it.
What
like,
happened to number 21? Is he gone?
Yeah, he's in the NFL.
Oh.
So, it's like, anytime you got it, he's rocking number one, and every wide receiver for Michigan, if you're great, you rock number one. Like, you need to be the next one.
Huh? You got to have a dude.
He's probably the best tight end in the nation.
Yeah, you do have a top.
Yeah, Funches is the best tight end in the nation. Yeah. So tight, I mean, but he's rocking number one. Anytime you got to feature him, and you're not featuring outside wide receivers from Michigan, in my opinion, you're not going to be a dynamic offense. Just he's going to put up stats, but you can't expect your tight end to like put up like David Terrell numbers or Braylon Edwards numbers. It's not going to happen for Michigan. So. This team still needs some help recruiting. I still believe in Brady Hoke, even though in a couple years San Francisco may not be keeping Jim Harbaugh. Come back home, Jimmy. Back home because San Francisco seems like they don't love you enough. But I mean, I like Brady Hoke. I think he's a good coach. But you know, recruiting is still a problem with the Wolverines. And defensively, I just think we can do better recruiting. We need to be faster on defense. There's no way getting this U.S. Notre Dame offense. Should have been able to do what they did to us. So I think defensively we need to get a little quicker.
And the last game was Michigan State versus Oregon.
Michigan State started off fast, played that pressurized defense they normally do, playing bump around. I thought they were doing well playing a physical, but all of a sudden, like you said, you thought it was a bad matchup. Oregon put it on them.
Yeah, I thought like Stanford and Michigan State play somewhat similar.
Yeah.
However, Oregon has a mindset that they can't just get over Stanford. They just can't get over Stanford. So I was like, yeah, Michigan State, even though it's the same idea of the way they play, now Oregon's going to come back on top, and they're just going to start scoring and scoring and scoring. So I wasn't really worried about that. But people are not talking about it was breaking news. It was yesterday that Penn State has reinstated. I think it's the biggest joke in college football because of USC. Yes.
Oh, because USC is being screwed.
Yes, because 3 years we lost 30 scholarships. Okay. For Reggie Bush.
So that was so petty.
For Reggie Bush's cars. A guy one of the coaches rapes a boy on the campus.
A boy?
Several boys, yeah. Whatever you want to call it. They only lose 15 scholarships, and they're immediately able to play in the bowl. So this year they can play in the bowl. This is a joke. It's a travesty. NCAA rules don't make any sense.
Yeah, anything else you want to vent before we go to commercial break?
I want to say, ha.
All right, well, about time for commercial break. When we get back from break, we'll be talking about the Washington Redskins losing to the Houston Texans. RG3, how you grade him out for week one? Because, you know, it doesn't seem like he was all in. It's the Urban Sports Scene. For Aegis, you dig? I keep thinking Will's here. You're not, Will. So, you dig?
Blow up last season. Have we won? Every loss. Every headline. Blow it all up. Because all that matters is what you do next.
Back from commercial break. It's Lil Jon. Turn down for what? I'm not gonna play the whole thing because he curses. Juicy J curses, and I always get all these curse words in my show already. I've had the guest and another guest. Well, he's a co-host guest. My beloved brother.
First of all, I'm not a co-host.
You're a co-host.
Nah.
Who are you?
I'm a guest.
You're a co-host.
I'm a guest that don't get treated like a guest. I'll tell you that
much. I ordered you some broccoli, man. So, I gave some broccoli.
Hey, come on, man.
You said no.
I walked in. You was like, you hungry? No, you didn't say you hungry. You said you thirsty.
Say the story.
You said you thirsty? I was like, nah, I'm good. He said, oh, okay. I said, something smelled good. He was like, oh, nah.
I ain't say, oh, nah.
Yeah, you did.
Don't do that. I ain't say, oh, nah.
Hey.
Don't tell mommy that.
I'm going to ask you a question. You told me to tell my story.
All right, go ahead. Tell your story.
Is it my story or your story?
It's your story.
Because my story is going to go to mommy.
You going to tell mommy?
What you think?
You gonna tell mom for real?
Like, mom, this is like the seventh time been in this place. House. I ain't getting no food.
This dude gonna snitch.
Yeah, snitch.
That's what you got, man. Snitch is what you got.
On your radio show, you have threatened. Ladies and gentlemen,
snitches get got.
Please pray for me. The dude be taking steroids. I don't know
what really
is right now.
Really?
Please, Lord. Oh, my Lord, Lord. That's for you slave folks.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm. Americans. Mm-hmm.
Let's go.
Keep going, dog.
I show ever get it like.
I don't care, babe. I do it for my fans, man.
If I was famous, I'd be kicked off the. I would need to be satellite. I would have to be like XM radio.
You would be, baby. But you're not. You ain't famous.
I know. So I can say, you say pretty much anything, right?
I say anything I want.
I know, right?
I do it for the TV.
You do it for like.
I do it for the rating. I do it for the shock value.
You do it for the shock value.
So when you hear me on the show, they be like, oh my goodness. Gotta listen.
Anyway, you can listen to our show by visiting our official Urban Sports Scene website. The site is www.waleo.podbeam.com. Waleo is spelled W-A-L-E-O. Podbeam is spelled P-O-D-B-E-A-N.com. We're also on iTunes, Twitter, and Facebook. Just search The Urban Sports Thing. And we're on Instagram, too, so you can search The Urban Sports Thing. Or you can search my name. It's Waleo32. And if you have any questions or comments, just email us at change.da.game6@gmail.com. You can listen to us on the Sports Crit Podcast Show on Thursday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just visit www.blogtalkradio.com/WC Steeler Fan. The show is produced by West Coast Steeler Fan. And again, our phone lines are open. The number is 202-495-0904. That's 202-495-0904. Again, this show is always tributed to Mega Ron and his family. So if you have any, so you want to donate, the website is www.gofundme.com/CBT730. Again, you can check that out on our website. It's on the Urban Sports Scene website. It's time to talk about some Redskins. Redskins, Texans, first game thoughts, sir.
It was really, really poorly played on offensive end by RG3. His stats say they had a good game, but if you watch the game, he did not. The running game was strong. Our defense held up until the last drive from the Texans. I think we should have won the game easily, but RG3 is not that good. He's just not. His pocket awareness, I would say, is a zero. I think Jay Gruden he called a bad game. I thought he should have ran the ball.
Man, he was tackling all the questions I had earlier. Keep going. You're good. Okay. You're tackling all of them.
I think Jay Gruden's play calling was bad. I think we should have ran the ball at least 40 times, thrown the ball max maybe 25 times. Control the clock, mm-hmm. and just pound and pound and pound and pound. Alfred Morris, 14 carries, 91 yards. Helu, four carries, 46 yards. I mean, I don't understand why we stopped running the ball. I don't get it. Our special teams, I'm going to say Roberts played good in special teams.
He was awesome.
Yeah, our punter was actually good.
He was good.
Extremely good. Our blocking for special teams is pretty bad. We got one block punt for a touchdown. We had one extra point block. That is unacceptable.
Yeah, that's a special team. It's always going to be an issue right now. It seems like it will never change.
I didn't understand why Santana Moss was not active. I didn't really get that. Looking at Grant and looking at Robertson, they were not a factor. I will say Santana Moss is generally a factor with RG3 on third downs.
Santana Moss is RG3's blanket.
On third downs, absolutely.
Third down. So
absolutely.
He should be in the game. If you want the best for RG3, you should play a Santana Moss. Absolutely. He trusts Santana Moss.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Don't get wrong. I know sure that Ryan Grant looked good. It's Ryan Grant, right?
I don't know if it's Ryan. I don't even know. I just know it's Grant.
Grant. Let's go with Grant. All right, Grant, who looked good in preseason. You know, he got to play. And a lot of people think he's going to be a big factor this season. But, you know, it's good to have some. If you really want this to be RG3's year, why not have people he's comfortable with on the field? So, I mean, it was sad that Jordan Reed got hurt.
He's going to be hurt for a while, too.
2 to 6 weeks.
Yeah.
So he's out 2 to 6 weeks.
Okay, 2 to 6.
That's 2 to 6 weeks.
It's gonna be longer than that.
No, I think it's 2 to 6. I think six is. It was only a hamstring sprain, right?
I got a hamstring.
You're not getting that type of care though.
I know, but I mean, I'm like.
No, you're not.
But I'm like that.
Nah,
yeah. I mean, my body just feels like.
Nah,
that.
You're not.
I had to go for the therapy.
Remember one time you had that ankle and was like going forever. Like your sore ankle like years ago.
Years. I ain't play on it.
Yeah.
I did play on it.
I don't think you played on it. You didn't play this one. You didn't play on that one.
For real?
No, I'm really sure.
Okay, listen. It's a lot of hate in this world, fellas. You got a hating brother, that's all you need in life. Just hate.
Why do you need enemies, right?
You ain't need no enemies,
you
man.
You need no enemies,
you,
right?
Got you all day. Gonna tell me something. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Oh, man.
Seven hallelujahs.
Hallelujah. 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 Hi, how much was that?
Damn, Charlie can't count. PG Public School failed him. He got to four and said, "How much is that?"
I got kind of bored. It was too,
you ain't gonna be teaching
much.
My girl.
I don't need to teach Tola. We're good.
Nah, you ain't gonna be teaching her.
I ain't teaching her. I'm gonna teach her the good stuff. I teach her. I already told her.
You said
I'm
the good stuff. You don't got nothing.
I've been teaching her. What? You don't got nothing. See how you threw that one in? I got nothing good in.
You got nothing good in you, homie.
We learned so many cool things. I taught her a great handshape. You know what I mean?
Hey, Shaw, you're trying to be ratchet. Stop it.
I ain't teaching her to be ratchet, for real.
I don't even want to start on that, but let's just move on. Let's move on. Because, it's going to go somewhere. It's going to go somewhere that ain't good. Ha. That's my ambition. I thought that in a real quick line.
Why you keep doing that, man?
Like, ha.
Oh, my God. This is terrible.
Shout outs, man. Shout outs to all the followers out there. Ha.
That's so
ambition.
Terrible. But, yeah, let me talk about the real.
Love me in these streets.
Oh, man, about this game. First off, J.J. Watt was one of the most impressive people I've ever seen in my life. I thought, when I saw, LT play, I thought he scared the bejesus out of me when as a child. Then it was, and it was Reggie White. But after that, after seeing J.J. Watt, I put him in that mold for like this for that one game. Mm-hmm. He was like the most dominant figure on that field. Yeah. And I can see, excuse me, and I see why people, some people think he's the best player in football. After, like, a dude, the dude stopped this, excuse me, on third and one. Then he stopped, then he blocked the kick. He had sacks all day. I mean, like, he batted balls. I mean, the dude was, what? Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, dude was, he was pretty impressive. I think he's on steroids. He's on something. I mean, he came into Wisconsin as a tight end. Then all of a sudden now he's a D tackle.
Yeah, I kind of agree with you too.
He had 18 sacks, I think, one year. I mean, as a D tackle, 18 sacks, preposterous. I think it's 18 or 20 some sacks.
No,
I mean,
he's going to sack record.
Like, yeah, 18. I mean, maybe it was 20. No, sack record up to like 20.
No, I thought he had 18. I thought he was close. No, what, he was close. You know, he may have had 20.
I think he had like 20. Like, right. I mean, the dude just does everything. I mean, if he doesn't get to the quarterback, he bats the ball down. He causes fumbles. I mean, he does it all.
Fumble recoveries.
Yeah, I mean,
the dude was doing too much in that game.
Too much. That's what I'm saying.
Like, way too much. I thought, like I said before, prior last show we did last week, I said that Earl Thomas was the best defensive player. Now I actually eat crow. Like, you know, on steroids, J.J. Watt's obviously the best.
Absolutely.
By far. I mean, I don't think he's on steroids. I ain't gonna lie. That was my. I'm suspicious about it. I won't lie.
And you should be.
Because that was that performance by one man was something else on defense. But speaking of defense, the Redskins defense, I was highly impressed with the Redskins defense, especially Keenan Robinson.
Look amazing. He looked
Keenan
amazing.
Robinson looked like the best middle linebacker in football.
I ain't going that far.
Like, he looked, you don't think so?
No, he looked
really, like a Pro Bowler. I'll say that much.
First of all, I don't really think – I'm not high on Pro Bowls. In
but
football.
I mean, if you want to, like, look at an all-star, I mean, like an all-star.
He looked extremely good. I mean, I thought he did great. Play calling the defense, getting position. I mean, extremely well. He was tackling. You saw the speed that he was drafted for. Hope he just stays healthy because we have no one behind him. Absolutely
totally.
No one behind
yeah.
him.
Yeah. But some special teams players, right?
Yeah. I mean, Hakeem Jordan, I think, is the backup, but he was hurt, yeah. I believe. Riley, I ain't see too much from him. I didn't hear nothing really good about him. But just Keenan Robinson was amazing. I thought our D-line, besides Hatch, I think Hatch was the only one that did something.
Baker did some stuff. Baker looked good.
Baker did look good. Right.
Jarvis Jenkins had a good play, too. But he got penalized.
He drove him down. I think because when you're extremely fat.
That's all you can do, though.
No, but when you're extremely fat.
Yeah.
And you drive down and you drive a quarterback to the ground.
Yeah.
That's. It's going to be unless it's a sack, it's going to be a penalty.
I thought the three down linemen did good. I was impressed with Baker, Hatcher. And Jenkins. Everybody else, other than like what's his name, we did mention Keenan Robinson. Man, was regular to me.
Yeah, I thought that
Kerrigan Arakpo didn't get.
I thought
press.
Kerrigan Arakpo and Murphy was going to get a sack. I thought one of them get a sack. They got zero.
Yeah,
I was really disgusted with that.
And the Texans' offensive line good? Was it supposed to be? Is it supposed to be good?
I mean, it's okay. It's not bad.
Okay.
I mean, right. I'm not gonna say it's not bad, but we got pressure, but not sacks.
Yeah, I know.
And We need sacks. We need sacks.
I thought we got pressure on blitzes though, rather than actual.
Not
the four, like the regular, like four-man.
I seen the pocket collapsing.
Okay.
It wasn't making Fitzgerald shaky like RG3. Fitzpatrick, I'm sorry, it wasn't making him shaky like RG3. Mm-hmm. But he, like, I think because he's seen it enough, he stayed in the pocket and he was like, you know, I'm still get this pass out. RG3, when the pocket somewhat collapsed, he gets fidgety and he doesn't know how to go to the second option.
Yeah. So, okay, speaking of RG3, how would you grade RG3's performance?
A D-.
A D-? You're not the only one. I said C-.
Nah, it wasn't.
Explain
average.
Why.
It wasn't
explain why.
No,
you not, explain why. Just don't say.
Because most of his passes were hitch routes.
I mean, 5 yards.
Yeah, they were hitch routes. So, to be honest, anybody could throw that.
Yeah.
I mean, there were hitch routes. He wasn't. His pocket awareness is extremely bad. Like, the play that we got lucky, and they called roughing the pass on RG3, right? Gruden called it. That play was a good call. He had Jackson in the backfield. It was an all-out blitz.
He's open.
Jackson was wide open.
All he had to do was just throw it, beat him to him.
Throw it accurately. Because, he was open immediately.
He had time to step and make that throw. He
didn't even have to throw. He was open immediately. Yeah. When he went released, he was open.
Yeah, I know.
And that's the thing. Like, if you watch, RG3 pats the ball.
That was a Percy Harvin play.
Yeah, RG3 pats the ball, then throws. His timing is so off, but then if you watch Cousin play, even Theismann said it.
Yeah, Joe Theismann.
But he just releases the ball. He believes and he releases the ball.
RDD just pats it too long. He'll pat, and then throw. And it's like, come on, man. It's not even a deep route. It's not even a deep route. Like, come on.
Well, I mean, he has some plays he missed. He missed that play you're referring to. He missed a play to
Roberts,
who had him wide open. And he threw it earlier. It could have been six. It could have been six. He did have a good throw to Nyles Paul. I think that pass was great.
I think that was a real good pass.
But Nyles Paul just
great touch.
Just effed the money up. Like what I would say, he messed the church's money up. He still went to the church's money? You say again?
No, I say he messed the money up.
You said he's still in the church's money?
No, I mean, I could say a lot of stuff.
I think he's still in the church's money.
I've said that before, too.
Yeah, exactly. So,
I mean, better known as he's a pastor.
He's a pastor. Yeah, he's a pastor. Pastor Paul. Yeah. Really
stole some money.
Yeah, he stole some money.
Yeah, Pastor Paul.
Pastor Paul really stole some money. So, in that regard, I thought RGD had some. He had some good moments. I think he was accurate 9 times out of 10. But I gave him a C, my C minus, because I saw good things. But again, when you was referring to those 5-yard hitch passes, like when we play good defenses, they're gonna play press coverage, and crap won't work.
No, they can't press. Deshaun
Jackson. You're right.
Jackson.
No, they will though. They will. No, because they feel that RG3 is comfortable of only throwing 5-yard passes. They'll do it.
They'll do it.
And if that's what that's all he's gonna throw, and they feel like that's all he's capable of throwing, and not really going, 10 yards and plus, they'll do it until he shows them. Because truth be told, the deep routes, to be honest with you, the deep routes were wide open. We just started trying to hit those in the second half.
I don't see the thing. I couldn't tell if they were open because I didn't see a camera being moved.
That's what folks were saying, they were open. Saying, yeah.
Like, I was trying to see, is anyone going deep? And for how much?
Garcon, a good decent pass?
Yeah, Garcon got that. But here's the thing. For how much they go, if he threw more to the inside. It was one-on-one, he had the inside. But for how much they were blitzing and dropping the safety, the blitz, there was one-on-one coverage going deep. And he only threw it two times deep. He threw it to Roberts, and he threw it 3 times. He threw it to Roberts, bad pass. He threw it to Jackson. He threw it more to the sideline. You know, if he just it was bad. And then he threw it to Garcon, so it should have been to the inside. He threw it more to the outside, bad. What is he good for? Because what he was good for was running. He ain't running no more.
Yeah.
He doesn't know how to run.
He threw a great deep ball.
What is he good for?
I don't know what's going on.
Like what is he good for? Like what is he good for? Now, he came in with two quarterbacks, Luck and Russell.
Yeah.
I'm not a Russell fan, but gosh, he's gotten better.
Russell Wilson's gotten better.
That's what I'm saying.
Luck's a different beast.
But I have to give Russell his credit. Yeah, this guy has gotten way better.
Yeah,
Luck.
Compared to last year, way better.
I mean,
better.
Luck is, they already saying he's a top 5 quarterback. I don't even like watching him play because he just irritates me because he's better than RG3. So you got the number 2 pick, RG3.
I'm glad you admitted it because you used to.
No, I'm not. I mean, I told you. I mean, clearly I'm not a.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I said I'm not. But I mean, I thought I just didn't like Luck.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. I just didn't like Luck.
Being a USC fan, it's understandable.
Yeah, I mean, he was just so blah. It's like Peyton to me. Like, ugh. You know, but now
I guess that's a compliment.
Yeah, it is. That. No. He's just like Peyton to me. It's just the blah. Yeah. Like, ugh. Mm-hmm. But then you look at Robert Griffin. I don't even call him RG3. I always call him Robert Griffin. He doesn't deserve a 3. Doesn't he? He doesn't put no points on the board.
Yeah, you only put like 6.
Yeah, he didn't put no points. So why give him 3?
Yeah, give him 6.
So then you look at him and you're like, okay, rookie year, outstanding.
One of the best seasons of all time for a rookie.
Second year, disgusting. People are saying, well, your guys are putting too much pressure on him. It's only one game. I said, have you watched the preseason?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Like people want to pretend like, no, this is 4 games.
Yeah, we're seeing enough.
Yeah, this is 4 games because
it's a good sample size.
Because the first game preseason he looked bad. The second game preseason he looked bad. The third game preseason looked bad. 4th game he got a break because he didn't play.
Yeah.
So you're like, no, he is what he is.
Yeah, he's doing the same thing. Still short passes. Even in the preseason he wasn't throwing anything deep.
Yeah, so that's what I'm like. You need to see if you can hit Jackson on stride. And we threw a bomb to Jackson. Jackson beat the man. Vertical route. He had the corner gave Jackson 10 yards off. He was playing him 10 yards off, and he still beat him. He still had to slow down for the pass. I was like, yeah, something's wrong. something's wrong. So, like, that's what you want. You want deep route.
Yeah.
So, with Jackson, if he goes, if he flies out deep, he got Garcon who can't be checked man to man. You got Reed can't be checked man to man. Get the ball to Morris.
Yeah, and that goes back to when you said the play.
Give the ball to Morris.
We're going to get to that too real quick, but I'm going to read off some Facebook stuff. on the diehard members of the Washington Redskins. Sean J. Turner grading RG3 game a C, saying that that 3 yard pass is crap, ain't going to cut it, which we both stated already. Benyam Tekel, I guess, said C plus. And Big Mike Redskins Rodriguez said Rusty is expected for me. He wasn't given the playing time in the preseason to get a groove going. Coach must have been scared to play him. You think he was scared? You think he didn't get enough playing time?
Who?
RG3.
Enough playing time in preseason?
Yeah, preseason.
No, he got. Well, actually, to be honest, I agree. I thought he should have played in the fourth game.
I think he should have played in the fourth game, but. I think a lot of people should have played in the fourth game.
I think.
He should have played in the fourth game a quarter. Yeah.
I think he should have played in the fourth game a quarter. But other than that, because it goes by. Like, the first game, you don't play that much. Yeah. Second game, you play a little bit more. Third game, you can play the first half. But since. The third game is your grade.
Yeah, exactly.
And if you play good, you don't need to play the fourth.
If you play bad, you should play.
You should play. Yeah. And they didn't do that.
And I'm going to read off from another group, Die Hard Redskins Family. Peter Higgs says, needs to be more mobile rollout. Alonzo Lee Sane said, I thought it was good. This is the grade of RG3. I thought it was good enough to win, but he needs to feel comfortable in the pocket, and in order for that to happen, Gruden needs to tweak the playbook and let RG3 loose. What does that mean? Like, get him loose.
Well, I've heard that from a couple other people. Right. They're saying, well, management doesn't really want RG3 to run, and you know, everyone keeps saying that he wants to be a pocket down. They want to make him a pocket quarterback.
Uh-huh.
And it's some belief that RG3 just wants to be RG3, which is that let him run, let him do whatever, let him do what he did year one.
Mm-hmm.
But then you hear him say he wants to be a pocket quarterback. He doesn't really like running like that.
Mm-hmm.
So which one is it? People say let him loose, but it's him who comes to me and say he wants to be a pocket quarterback.
That's my problem. I feel like
I don't know which one to believe. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's my thing. To me, it's more him. Let me read off this one from actually folks who on my timeline. Still referring to RG3. Amy Blackburn said I would give RG3 performance a C. Like I said last week, he is not the same. Penny Johnson said I would give RG3 a B-, and I B-, Penny, especially after looking at his stats. He went this one
was George referring to stats,
29 of 37 for 267 yards. However, he had 0 touchdown passes. He struggled in the game due to the structure of the offense and him not being able to play his game the way he's able to. And who else? That's it. That's about it. Go ahead.
No, I mean, that's what I'm saying. People look at the stats.
Refer to a stats. You want to talk about that?
Yeah. No, that's what I'm saying.
You're saying, like, yes, the stats to me are a lie. Like, the first half, I thought was a joke because they didn't do anything. The second half, I think that's where his stats got better because he went deeper. Well, he had the Niles Paul play, the play to, I think, a couple passes to Niles Paul. And also the run after catches by Deshaun Jackson and Pierre Garçon made his passing stats look better. But again, it's still a 3 yard pass. I'm not impressed by it. Like you said, I'm not impressed with a 3 yard pass and then him making his move is not impressive. But let's go to the running game. Alfred Morris only getting 14 carries with 91 yards. That's to Jay Gruden. I want you to talk about that a little bit.
I don't know why. I mean, I knew. You know, you continue to say that Jay Gruden threw the ball a lot in Cincinnati.
That's what they said. Yeah,
but it's statistically, no, he didn't. He didn't throw that much. He didn't throw that much over comparison to the run.
No, they said that the thing was in games that they were dictating, like they had a good running game, like the Teddy game was going well, he would go to throwing the ball. Like the playoff game, they would talk about game, he would go more to throwing when Ben Jarvis Green Ellis was getting busy. You know what I mean? Like,
okay, that's what you're saying.
He would get away from the running. Like, truth be told, I don't know the balance. What was the balance in this game? The running to the pass.
It was 37.
So, but if you look at the flow of the game, you would say that he needs to run the ball more than pass, to be honest with you, right? Because the way we're dominating. So that's what I'm saying. Like,
okay, that's what you're
he
saying.
Goes into situations where he just gets pass happy when you see that you're dominating a team on the ground.
See, I think that goes back to him being a quarterback.
Yeah.
I mean, he was a quarterback in the arena football. He was a quarterback in high school. He was a quarterback in college. So most quarterbacks like to throw the ball.
He's a pass fan. He's a pass happy family.
Yeah. I personally think we need to treat RG3 like Trent Dilfer. I personally say that. I think
we need to treat RG3 like Russell Wilson was treated last year.
Yeah, to be honest with you. Yeah. I just think
Actually, I'm not going to say Russell because Russell's smarter than him. I'm going to say like what the Jets did with Sanchez when they made the playoffs.
I totally agree, yeah.
With Trent Dilfer when he went to the Super Bowl. It was run.
Well, like Alex Smith. His first year. First year with Jim Harbaugh.
Yeah, Alex Smith. I mean, I just feel like RG3 needs to manage. Get some naked bootleg runs, you know, till he understands the defense, concept of games. Like, really, Russell, like, he's a smart dude. You know, you can tell he studies the tape. I think RG3, yeah, he might be first to the Redskins facility, but I think he's in the weight room.
Mm-hmm. You know, I don't think it's tape. I think it's weight room stuff. Yeah.
I think he might be first facility, but I think it's weight room. He might be throwing the ball, you know, but he's not really looking at the defense and understanding what's the defense giving you.
Yeah, I totally agree.
You know, he's not in the offensive line meetings and trying to figure out, hey guys, you know, let's work together. Because I'm looking at the line, it's not as bad as he makes it look like.
If you watch the game.
If you climb the pocket, if you step to the other side, if you roll out and you see someone coming at you, throw the ball away immediately.
Yes.
He took, I want to say, 3 unnecessary hits.
Yeah, well, even with the one with J.J. Watt. When J.J. Watt pulled him, almost threw him down. He could have threw the ball away earlier.
Early. Even with the play action, Darryl Young was open.
Quick.
But he holds the ball.
And he gives it to him late.
He threw it out of bounds.
There's a play where he had a couple boots and he just threw it late.
He does all the time. And that's why I say, you know, when you look at, you know, non-athletic quarterbacks, when they do the boot, they throw it so quick. Because the boot, you throw it, you're leading your tight end, your fullback, your running back, your receiver. You're leading him to catch for 2 yards, run for additional 5.
I agree.
You know, but RG3, he looks for the big plays, man. He looks for the big plays, then he gets sacked, and then he's like, oh my goodness, the offensive line is bad.
Yeah, it's that superhuman. He wants to be a hero. And I don't know why. Like, we need to win games. I'm about winning games. I'm not about this hero crap.
Absolutely.
This team is too talented. I'm going to say it again. He's like 6 points for this. I said it earlier. 6 points against any defense with the talent we have on the field is ridiculous. Period. Period. Like, it's ridiculous. I said this season, like, if we don't put up 20 a game, that's because it's going to be totally because of RG3. It will not be because of the talent on this field. He can play average, and we should score 20 points.
Absolutely.
If he plays above average, we're dominating defenses. You got DeSean Jackson, Pierre Garçon. They showed you their worth. Even in that, to me, a small sample size, they showed you their worth in that game. Andre Roberts can be a stud in the slot. I see it. You know what I mean? Jordan Reed, when healthy, is a beast. Now, the problem is if healthy, but there's too much out there in offense. Even now, as Paul had a good game with that dumb fumble. Like, the dude had 86 yards.
How you fumble?
Like, key situation. Like, but anyway, I'm not going to get on that. Thank you, Niles Paul, for doing what you always do. Fred Davis, stop smoking weed, come back to the team.
I think he's done for me.
Yeah, they suspended him? They gave him the full time?
I think so.
Damn. We need to. Well, it is what it is. Yeah. So Ray Rice, what it is. but real quick with Jay Gruden. So how would you grade Jay Gruden's play caller?
A D.
A D? I would give it a D myself. Just because 41, I'm sorry, like 40, like 91 yards on 14 carries. I said Hulu 4 carries for like 46 yards, right? That's domination on the run. Like, that's crazy. like that just tells you, like, and Alfred Morris was gashing for long runs. It was like, basically, Alfred Morris can get 20 yards anytime he wanted to, or like 10, 20 if he wanted to. Yeah. Easily, that one end was broke all the way. Like, I'm sitting there
and I was like, keep giving this guy the ball. I said, you keep taking out Alfred Morris a lot. But I said, okay, he's balling too. And I was like, all right, I said, Alfred Morris back in, he's fresh. He's tight, put Hulu in, bet. Then the play action will really work because you run the ball a lot.
That's how they got us for the touchdown.
We did three bootlegs without running the ball. I said, this guy.
But that's what got me. That's how the Houston Texans scored their touchdown.
No. Rambo.
They got synced in the play action. Did you see what happened though?
No. Okay. Here's the thing. Rambo when he ran right.
He overran.
He Rambo kept going vertical.
Yeah.
And he kept looking at the quarterback instead of looking at the receiver. The receiver took he ran a corner.
Yeah.
So then when Rambo turned,
it was too late.
Like, I don't even blame Rambo for this. I don't blame Rambo for the missed tackle.
Yeah,
I blame Rambo for the coverage. Because the missed tackle,
you can't ask too much.
It's too much because his body was turned.
Yeah, I don't blame for that.
Yeah, so, I mean, when I saw it, I was like, what happened?
But see,
and then they did an instant replay. I was like, okay.
To me, I saw the linebacker bit. I saw him running free. I saw it early.
I didn't see it.
I saw it early. I was like, damn, he got him.
You know that play took long to develop.
Yeah, but I saw it though. I said he got him. That's because Fitzpatrick sucked.
But I'm saying, but I'm talking about like our pressure, because that play took a long
time. We put no pressure on that.
Like, I first thought that it was a broken play. I thought that the receiver ran a different route. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, I know.
When I saw Ryan, why is Ryan going vertical?
It was atrocious. But yeah, I agree with the D. But let's go to the Jaguars game. What does the team need to improve on against the Jaguars?
Real routes. Real routes. combination routes. We threw a lot of screens, too. People didn't talk about that.
Yeah, we did
throw
a lot of screens.
We threw a lot of screens.
I like that.
But what I'm saying is, you're talking about his completion.
Yeah, I know.
Like, people are talking about his stats.
Oh, I got you.
You see what I'm saying? Like, it's really not that high.
Yeah, because you anybody can throw screens.
Yeah, he's throwing screens, you know.
I feel like in the second half, he threw more real routine quarterback passes. But go ahead.
I think we need to run the ball more. Let Alpha Morris control the game. Take some pressure off of Robert Griffin. That's a big key. Take pressure off of him. I don't think he can handle pressure. I don't think he's a pressure type quarterback right now.
He has two.
When Robert Griffin has a bad game, he comes back to the locker room. He has 20 questions about his knee. 20 questions about, do you like Jay Gruden? 20 questions about what went wrong. 20 questions about your offensive line. Like, win. When you win, all you got to hear about, hey, it was a great game.
We all
played great. Alpha Morris led us, yada, yada. Yeah. Next question. Yeah, we did great. Like you got to get accustomed to winning. You know, he has so much pressure going on. Like I said, with Russell, he had Lynch, Marshawn just running the ball with the great job. Like, he didn't have to do much.
Yeah, he didn't.
You know what I'm saying? Alex Smith, you had Gore. You know what I'm saying? When it's Sanchez, you had like all them, all those runners. You had who was the first runner?
Oh, Thomason.
The Daniel Thomason. Then it was
Green.
No, Thomas Jones was
originally. Thomas Jones.
Sean Green.
Then you had LT.
But he don't have to do. You're just running the ball. You're just running the ball.
And he let the defense do their job.
The defense do their job. You play field position. You know what I'm saying? So when I look at it, it's like when our defense we have good field position. If we start in their territory, we should score. We should score. Run the ball. First down. Run the ball second down. Make it 3rd and 3. The hitches work now.
Multiple routes work.
Multiple
routes
now.
It's 3 yards.
Do it again.
Yeah.
Do it again. Like, now, let RG3 feel comfortable. Like, I don't have pressure. I don't have to always get this first down.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Then knock him on with a play action.
Then knock him with a play action. Now, he's going to feel like himself year one. Because right now, you got to also remember, he's still feeling year two. He has a lot of pressure. All these dumb commercials. He has all these, but he has a lot of pressure going on.
Yeah, all in.
He ain't all in.
I know.
All in. If he's all in, he broke. I don't think we understand what all in is. Yeah, all in is a poker term. You know, you all in, I bet.
Well, I think
he lost.
Yeah.
He lost, like, a lot.
Yeah, I agree. I think what they need to improve on, I did like the defense, but I think I still wanted the tackling to be a little better. Tackling could be a little improved. I want Arakpo and Kerrigan to dominate the game defensively.
Arakpo wasn't 100% healthy.
I know he wasn't, but still.
I know.
I still wanted these two to dominate a game. I want to see enough. I know, right? I want to see enough of Trent. When we're Nigerians, we'll be strong.
Yeah, he's so weak.
I know. Dang, collarbones and all that. And I'm a fan of the kid. I'm a fan of the dude.
But he Ebo, though.
Cut your foot off. Yeah, Trent Murphy. I want to see some more out of Trent Murphy. I want to see what's, you know.
I ain't seen nothing.
Me, I ain't seen anything special.
So I think they need to move him to the outside, move Kerrigan to the inside.
Yeah, totally agree. I do like what I saw from Baker. I want to see some more gathers. I like gathers in preseason. I see more gathers. And offensively, like Al said, man, I just want to see him pound Alpha Morris. Alpha Morris and Roy Halucha dominate this game.
Alpha Morris is the type of back that can carry 25 plus.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, just get Alpha Morris 25.
Get him 10, 15. Like,
that's good. Like, 40 times is cool to me.
That's what I'm saying. Like
40 times. We should run the ball more than throw the ball. The way this defense looks, the way they look like aggressive, they're feeling prideful. They should be ready. Like, and this team to me doesn't have threats on the wide receiver position at the moment. They got Marquise Lee. They got the new kid Hearns. I don't know. I've never heard of.
He was undrafted. He's from Miami.
He's
from Miami. He knows the playbook. That's why he's on top of everyone, because the offensive coordinator is from Miami.
Oh, okay. That's why. What's going on with Marquise Lee? He starts?
I didn't watch the game enough to say if he started.
Did you see him in the game?
Yes, I'm the game. He caught one completion. Okay. That's what I saw. I think he had He ended off with 57 yards.
Okay, then he's productive.
Yeah, productive. I mean, but Jacksonville for real has a lot
of kinks to work out. Like, we should dominate Jacksonville, to be honest. We should dominate Jacksonville. Jacksonville defense, however, so is okay.
You said a trap game?
How can we be a trap game when you're 0-1?
No, you know, a lot of people, for the Reds, do you think the Reds? No, I agree. The Reds, but no, a lot of people think it's a given, like, no, here, like, we should beat Jacksonville. Like,
I thought it was a given that was going to be Texas.
Me too. I did, but we're going to be favored.
I'm not going to call it a trap game because we are who we are.
Yeah.
We're 0-1. We don't look good.
Yeah, I get you. So Jacksonville should come in here confident.
Is it game in D.C.?
Yeah.
Dang. There's no way. I ain't watching that game. I ain't going that game.
What you mean? You didn't watch this game?
I'm not going to that game.
Oh, you thought about going to the game?
I thought about going to the first game.
Why you want to go to this game?
It's because Jacksonville. What the fuck? Man, I got a Sunday ticket, man. I stay in my house.
I feel you. Anyway, it's about time for a commercial. But you had the Redskins winning, right? Of course, right?
Of course, man. I had Redskins going 16-0.
Me too. I'm 15-1.
I actually really had Redskins going, like, with RG3. Best 9-7, but each time you ask me if we're gonna win, we're gonna win.
Okay, gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? Like the best.
I had 12-4 actually initially. Well, I felt so confident, but the gun.
To be honest, I thought we clear was gonna be the Texans.
I thought we were gonna be the Texans.
Yeah, so that loss.
That's all right. That hurt.
That messes up tremendously.
Yeah, I know it does.
It makes you look at the resume like, wait a minute.
Are we that bad?
That's
hopefully the Texans are good, and then we don't look as bad.
Nah, they're not that good.
I don't think so either.
Honestly, I think it's gonna be sad is that the next game they play, someone's gonna beat out of them, and then we're gonna be like,
damn,
yeah,
we suck.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah.
I totally agree.
That's the thing. It's gonna be like, it's gonna blow me. I'm like, yep,
that's true.
We're not that good.
Clowney, how long is Clowney out?
4-6.
Oh yeah, meniscus tear.
Four to six.
All right, Will Clowney was out. That's good. Anyway.
And he was out. That's what I'm saying. Like, he was out second half. Like,
I know we could have still. I thought we should have dominated.
Second half, man. He's out second half. Like, run the ball. Run. Like, anywhere JJ Watt was at, I'm not going that way.
Yeah, I know. The opposite way.
JJ on that side, run to the left. Side,
yeah,
you on the right, run to the left. Yeah, on the left, run to the right. Like, it was simple because JJ, he was moving. Like, just make audible. Tap your butt.
Like the side you want to go to, and then go.
And just go.
Yeah, I totally agree. Anyway, it's time for commercial break. When we get back, we'll be talking about some of the other games in week one. It's the Urban Sports Saint for Aegis. You dig?
Hi, this is Wally Akinso from the Urban Sports Scene. Earlier today, I had a sit-down interview with Jim Gray, which focused on a hard decision that I had to make.
How many people know your decision right now?
In all realness, Jim, that's a dumbass question. I should smack your ass right now.
One hand or two hands?
If you keep playing, I'm going to smack you with two hands.
When did you decide?
The idea of me smacking you came about 30 seconds ago.
You still a nail biter?
Don't worry about my nails. They won't be in the way when I smack you. Don't worry about it, all right?
We've had everybody else biting their nails, so I guess it's time for them to stop chewing.
Jim, if I was you, I wouldn't worry about everybody else.
The answer to the question everybody wants to know, what's your decision?
I smacked Jim Gray.
That was the conclusion you woke up with this morning.
Yes, Jim, that was the decision that had me tossing and turning this morning. It was hard, but I felt that my left and my right would make an impact on your face. And I was right.
Why?
Why? That's why. You think you know? You have no idea. You don't know the decisions that anybody within the USS has to make.
Yeah! For the first time, it's going down history, baby. New 3-6 Mafia. Featuring A-Ball and MJG. Young Buck. It's a Tennessee thing. We gotta stay.
All right, back from commercial break. All right, we're going to talk about some week one notables. First off, before I get into it, Pete Carroll and the Seattle Seahawks dominated the Packers. Aaron Rodgers, they like made Aaron Rodgers look average. That's Al's quarterback. Anyway,
he's a great quarterback.
Yeah, he's okay, man. Pete Carroll. I'm glad Pete Carroll put him in his place though. But they punked him too. One time he hit a first down, he ran and he held it up like a little punk. Anyway, is Pete Carroll currently the best coach in the NFL?
I think so, but it's not even really about Pete Carroll. Just Seattle Seahawks are the best team in the NFL, and
yeah, that's true.
To be honest, they will go back and win it again.
No, I don't think they're going to beat the Washington Redskins, but it's okay.
That's cool.
But I do think the Seattle Seahawks right now.
Can't beat Texans.
Hey, everybody starts to. There's teams that Seattle struggle with. Not like they're going to go 16-0.
I don't know about 16-0, but I just. Beating a good Green Bay team.
I don't think Green Bay's that good.
Okay.
And that defense isn't good.
Being a good Green Bay team.
They're not.
Most people say. I mean.
To be honest with you, Green Bay doesn't even do good in the playoffs. Like the NFC West owns the Green Bay.
Okay, so tell me the top teams in the NFC.
In the top teams? There's two teams that are the top teams in the NFC.
If you're talking about
San Francisco, Seattle. That's it. Right. Everybody else is average to me at the moment. So, but the Washington Redskins, right now, they're average. Mm, by the time we get to the midseason.
Thanks. You said two teams.
Yeah, I know what I said. Let me finish.
I said, okay. He can't count again.
I know. Here it goes. But by the midseason point, I'm talking about now, by the midseason point and onward, the Redskins will hit their stride and be the most dominant team in the NFL.
How you talking about?
In the NFC, which is the NFL.
How you talking?
You know what I mean? But right now, no, I'm not going to deny it. Like Seattle and the San Francisco 49ers.
San Fran didn't look good.
They were good against Dallas.
Not the offense. Defense looked real good.
Oh, no, the offense wasn't bad. Like, what are people talking about? Like, Kyron didn't look good. To me, the offense looked good. The running game high looked good.
No, they didn't. The defense.
Vernon Davis looked good.
And to be honest, the defense looked poor against the run.
They look bad against the run. Yeah, they look bad against the run.
And first of all, the
28-3, you can't look that bad. I'm sorry.
But what I'm saying is.
And Troikman,
let's say something.
Troikman?
Forget Troikman. Roma threw some horrible interceptions.
Oh, it's horrible.
So it's not like the defense, like.
I say it was like.
But I'm saying, like, San Francisco rushed the running game. I mean, the run defense was pretty bad.
I agree.
It was really, really bad. I'm just saying, I think San Francisco to me is probably the second team in the NFC. But I think, like, Seattle's clearly number one. I think clearly number one.
I think when they play each other, it's not really that big of a deal.
I think you'll wait and see, man.
Depending on where they play at. Like, it always shows that in Seattle, they beat them in Seattle.
This is what I'm saying. I think Seattle's going to have a better record. I think Seattle's going to have a better record.
Depends. I don't know. I think that goes either way.
We wait and see, B.
We'll wait and see because I think, like, to me, these teams split at home or whatever.
They split at home. Yeah, they split
by the time they play Seattle, they'll have all their guns anyway.
Yeah, they will. They'll have all their guns.
So we'll see.
I think some people will be hurt.
Of course. That's football. Yeah. People will get hurt anyway. Yeah. That's football. But, right now, Seattle's the best team in football. I think the progression of Russell Wilson as a quarterback.
That's what I'm saying. And Percy Harvin.
Yeah, I think, the way they utilize Percy Harvin is awesome.
Percy Harvin like how Minnesota used him. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Awesome. So they look like a more dangerous team offensively, even though they lost Golden Tate.
I'm going to say this. Russell got way better.
No, he got better.
He got way better. Percy Harvin. His dynamic, if he can stay healthy.
Yeah, he doesn't stay healthy.
He doesn't stay healthy. But his dynamic of the jet sweep, the temptation, the fear of it.
Yeah, it scares you.
I mean.
Not like an excellent route runner.
Nah, he never know. He don't have to be.
Yeah, he done with that.
But here's the thing, like, Seattle gets like third and four, like, a lot.
Yeah, I know.
Third and four,
it's still predicated. I always say about Seattle, if you stop Marshawn Lynch, you can take all that away.
And then this guy, you gotta stop Lynch. He knows how to run the ball quickly.
Here it goes.
He does. He puts the ball down, he runs. He's a smart quarterback. I did three, you're an idiot. that's all it is.
Well, I think we're in agreement that Pete Carroll right now is the best coach in the NFL right now.
He's the best. I mean, he's the best motivator.
Yeah. Well, I don't know the best. I think he's the best coach. I think Harbaugh is a good motivator.
I think he's the best motivating best coach. I think because how he brought Seattle from where they were. Just like Harbaugh
did. They're both the same.
I mean, but I'm saying.
One had the Super Bowl, though.
Won the Super Bowl. That's what I'm saying. Like, the way he brought him up. Same thing. If Harbaugh would have won the Super Bowl against the Ravens.
Yeah.
It'd be like, Harbaugh, he brought him up and won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, unfortunately, they lost. Pete Carroll brought him up and destroyed
Peyton Manning.
The golden boy.
Here you go. Dude.
Peyton Manning.
He destroyed Peyton Manning.
And I told him, I said, Ingram, I don't think it's going to be blood, but they're going to lose. He was like, no. Peyton, Peyton, Peyton. Peyton this, Peyton that. Peyton this, Peyton that. Peyton was like, oh, my goodness. These colored folks can run. He's like, hey, man. He's like, these colored folks can run.
I'm going to the next topic, man.
Don't go to the next topic.
I can't mess with you.
Showtime.
I can't swing with you.
All
right, Monday Night Football game, the first game.
Megatron. Let's talk about Megatron.
Calvin Johnson went for like 164 yards, 2 touchdowns. Can we start ranking Calvin Johnson in terms of not just present-day wide receivers, but let's compare him to all-time great wide receivers? Because to me, he's an original freak.
People are actually saying that he's the best receiver of all time. I think it's kind of far-fetched, but
so people are already saying that already? Who's saying that?
Nah, that's a couple people. I mean, some of your friends? Actually, not. KD said it.
I think he's – KD doesn't know that much of football right now.
KD said it. I'm telling you.
Because he's in his time.
He said ever.
Ever? No. I'm saying like KD because he's in his like the age range.
Yeah. I'm just saying he said ever though. He said ever. He said ever.
I mean, I think potentially when he's done, I think he can be the best.
I think he needs to win some Super Bowls.
I think he needs to.
Unless
he's in Detroit. Because
here's the thing.
Got drafted the wrong team.
Yeah, he did. but here's the thing with Megatron is that I say this. Everyone says Jerry Rice is the best receiver of all time.
Yeah.
Some people say Jerry Rice is the best football player of all time.
Yeah, it's true.
You know, so no one's – it's like no argument. Who's the best receiver, Jerry Rice?
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, flat out.
So it's going to be hard.
To beat that.
Without winning Super Bowls.
I know.
You see what I'm saying? Like
to have that moment.
To have that moment. To have the moment to say, like, what Jerry got? He got three or he got four?
Three, right? No, he has one with Steve Young.
He has four. It's pretty tough for him. He got to get two.
You got to at least get two.
Because here's the thing. Michael Irvin had a great NFL season.
Career, yeah.
No one ever talks about him being the best receiver.
No, he doesn't.
I mean, what I'm saying, like, not even close.
Yeah, it's like not in discussion.
He's like, all right, who's the best receiver all the time? Oh, Jerry Rice. Yeah. Who's the best football player all the time?
Jerry Rice.
You
get that? Yeah, he's in that discussion. The best football player.
See, that's what I'm saying. So you can't. It's so hard. So Megatron might be the biggest freak.
Of
a receiver.
I think so. He's bigger than Randy Moss.
He's bigger than Randy Moss.
He's fast. He's not faster. No, he's not faster, but he's bigger.
He's bigger.
He's fast.
He's fast, and he actually jumps higher.
He jumps higher than Randy Moss. Yeah. Does he really jump higher than Randy Moss? Randy Moss like he's a basketball player. Are you sure?
I think he does. No, he had like a 40-second vertical.
I think Randy Moss is like jumps higher. I think Calvin just is dynamic though.
I think Moss. They usually throw him up like over two people, right?
Yeah,
they throw over three
because he's stronger too.
That's what I'm saying. It's sometimes I think like I'd be like Stafford, you a wild boy.
Yeah, because he's stronger.
He'll just throw it up, and I'd be like,
runs better routes. He's going to go in the middle too.
Yeah, like, that's he's stronger. He's But the thing is funny is that he's not open.
Yeah, I know, he's not open.
And when he comes down to it, you'd be like, yeah, that's Megatron.
Yeah, people like he mossing it.
He got to get a catchphrase.
He got to get a catchphrase. He needed his own, seriously. Because he does stuff like
that. They do say he's mossing it.
Yeah, they do say he's mossing it.
So, yeah, he got to get his own catchphrase.
Yeah, because he's just as good. Like you said. So how dangerous are the Lions blew out the Giants 35-14? How dangerous are the Lions this season? And are they a playoff team?
Well, this is the same thing as last year. Lions started off strong. So, I wanted to say Lions look real good. It's a contract year for Sue. They say it's a contract year for Farley, but I don't believe it. But
Farley's on the bench though, right?
He's out of shape. Okay. But it's a contract year for Sue, so you don't know. But it's a new coach, and so you got to for the Detroit. You got to give me. You got to give me like week 7 for Detroit because they start off strong always, and then they fade to black.
So they faded black a lot.
And, you know, I like Detroit.
You get Reggie Bush.
Reggie Bush and Stafford. I like Stafford.
You like Stafford?
Yeah, I like Stafford. Because he's a gunslinger. He don't care. He don't care at all.
So, I like Stafford. I mean, I don't like Stafford. I don't.
I know you don't. You just like I said, you do not like Stafford.
I don't like Stafford. I think he's overrated. I think Stafford is so overrated. I think he's one of the most overrated quarterbacks in the history of football. Trying to think of what I want to say about the Lions. He's like very, very – like the Lions to me, I think they are a playoff team.
They should have been a playoff team last year.
Yeah, should have made the playoffs last year anyway. I think they have more structure. You have Caldwell. Schwartz was losing control of that team. So, if they can just, play smart football. I think last year they played dumb football. They played smart football, got a good running game. Stafford can just, he's got Megatron, so he just throw the ball up to him. Golden Tate's good. I think Golden Tate will be – be more productive in this offense compared to Seattle because it's more of an open style offense. And I think Golden Tate is a good wide receiver. I liked him in Notre Dame. So Calvin Johnson will look good. Golden Tate will make him look good. I think they're deeper than that. They have other wide receivers I can't think of. Reggie Bush will be explosive because he'll never have to worry about seeing eight in the box. It's a dangerous team. Really is a dangerous team.
And but like Reggie's not even getting a lot of rushes. He didn't get a lot of rushes last game. He had 9 carries. Bell had 15.
But more in the passing game, though, right?
Yeah. But the thing is, he wasn't productive, so I can't knock. He only had 17 yards.
Reggie Bush?
Yeah. I mean, but I was saying
the Giants. The threat is there, though.
Both said the Giants did play a good job on defense on the run.
Yeah, the game plan. Yeah. I mean, Reggie, like, he'll have games where he's
supposed to be explosive. You know the funny thing
explosive.
Is?
Huh?
They actually played Calvin man to man.
I could tell.
It was one play.
Why was he wide open that play, though? Who was Calvin Johnson?
Roger Cromartie he's press covering. It was 3rd and 3. I said, "You pressing this dude?" And I said, "Huh." I said, "Calvin down 6'4". I said, "This is a bad matchup." So Cromartie tried to push him, you know, press him. Yeah. Calvin shook him off, slant. Like, here's the thing, you can't press Calvin because Stafford, his first look,
it's
Calvin.
It's Calvin, yeah.
It's Calvin, so off a press. If you beat him off a press, instantly he's open, yeah. Right? Boom, he threw it to him. Calvin should have took it to the house. I think Calvin's slowing down a little bit. Mm. He got tackled from behind. I think it was a gain like 40 or 30 yards.
He gets tired a lot, though.
Oh, he gets very – he's tired. I'm waiting for him to actually lose a little bit of some weight.
I can see it.
He needs to.
He got too big.
Yeah, he got too big.
Yeah. He definitely got too big. I totally agree with that one.
But, like, I think Calvin loves Stafford, though, because –
Oh, yeah, because he's
– Because, like, no matter what – You're open.
It's a trust.
I think sometimes he might be like, look, I really wasn't.
Yeah, look, chill.
Because he like, if it's a bad play,
yeah.
And, you know, they'd be like, you know what? Why not?
Oh, he goes in.
He goes in.
All right, real quick. So we're going to speak of the games week one. Which teams, not mentioned, look good during week one that we didn't talk about?
Miami. Miami looked good. They were beating up Tom Brady.
The way you said it.
I mean, just being honest. I mean, you got it. When you hurt the Golden Childs, I mean, it's fantastic. I mean, it's absolutely fantastic.
Miami, they look really good.
Buffalo winning on the road, impressive.
Very, very impressive.
You said 3 teams.
No, I just said just name a team.
Oh, name a team. Okay, yeah. Let's go Miami and Buffalo. AFC East.
Yeah, that's true. That they were very impressive. Atlanta looked good to me. Matt Ryan did, I know, though I expect them to win.
See, but that's the thing. Like, people pretend like Atlanta wasn't good.
No, I agree with you. No, I agree.
So you say a team. You say a team surprised you?
No, look good. The team looked good. Yeah. I'll have that part later.
Yeah.
I think Atlanta looked good because a lot of people forgot. You know, I agree with you. Forgot how good they were. Healthy Julio Jones, a healthy Roddy White.
Yeah.
You should be good. Yeah. You know, defensively, I think they still have things.
The defense is always going
to
be bad.
Yeah, they have things to work on. But for me, I was definitely impressed with what Atlanta had to do. Even to be honest, what Carolina did without Cam Newton. Winning that game in Tampa.
I mean, I think Tampa's going to be bad.
You think so?
Yeah, I think that's going to be bad.
Okay.
McCown was good in Chicago. Yeah. That's about it.
That's it. I think Glennon should be the starter, though.
Yeah, I don't know why. I don't know why they demoted him.
I didn't get that. I don't think that's fair at all.
Martin is not going to come back to what he was his rookie year.
I don't think so either. I wasn't that impressed with him anyway.
Nope.
Which team looked bad?
Washington Redskins. Next question.
That's fair. I'm gonna say the Dallas Cowboys. Dallas Cowboys look pretty bad.
I thought they played like I thought they were going.
Yeah, I thought they looked bad. You know, America's team.
Now I don't think people call them that anymore.
Oh, I do. I'm gonna give it to it. Yeah,
I call them the Cowgirls, but they said with Michael Sam on the team, I can't call them that no more.
Brokeback.
I'm the reckless one, though, huh?
But I'm the reckless one. I said that derogatory. I said Brokeback.
Yeah, I know.
It was an Academy Award movie.
Yeah.
It was a cowboy and whatever.
Yeah.
Which team surprised you?
Buffalo.
Yeah,
for real. Buffalo really, really, really surprised me. I thought they were horrible. EJ Manuel to me is one of the worst quarterbacks in the league.
Yeah. I still think he's one of the worst quarterbacks in the league.
I was pretty impressed with that. But I was pretty impressed with the victory.
Yeah. Which win surprised me? I mean, I guess I don't want to be like going back and forth with you. Like, Miami really surprised me. Trying to think. Oh, sorry, the Tennessee Titans. Going in and beating
KC.
I thought they
dominated
me.
That game.
They dominated. And Locker looked good.
Yeah.
And I'm a fan of Locker, so I'm glad they gave him another opportunity. I feel like they were trying to phase him out.
They were. But they never drafted a quarterback.
They sounded like in the offseason like, okay, they're done with the Jay Locker experience.
I mean, they were trying to, but I mean, because, yeah.
You know what I mean? But I was happy for him. I'm happy for, I like Jay Locker. I think he could be a good quarterback.
I mean, Texans, I mean the Titans have, yeah, Titans, they have a good defense.
Yeah.
A real good defense.
A good deep, they're still the same cornerback, right? The good, the dude.
Vernon?
Yeah, Vernon.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Vernon, they got a top D tackle. I think they moved him, they're running 3-4 now.
Like Martin from Michigan?
No, Casey.
Dang, I'm talking about my dude.
Nah, Casey, he was, they say he's one of the most underrated. He had 11 sacks as a D tackle.
All right, so go to player. Which player look good? In week one,
obviously it's Megatron. That's one.
Yeah, Megatron. You can do one. You don't have to do that. You don't have to do any.
I mean, I'm gonna say Russell Wilson. He looked good. Mm-hmm. I mean, really, I was really impressed with him. Let's see, Tannehill.
Tannehill looked good.
He looked good. Yeah, I give him that. That's another quarterback that came out of the draft. It looks like a quarterback, acts like a quarterback. I mean, like, let's. Why do we get the bad quarterback? Tannehill looked good, and people don't even talk about him.
Yeah,
he looks like a quarterback. He acts like a quarterback. RG3, you act like you're a receiver. Gosh. Devin.
For me, it was a player looked good. I'm going to say Mike Wallace. He looked really good.
Yeah, it's pretty surprising.
Yeah, and dang, I just had it on the tip of my tongue, actually. Shoot. Fudge. Who was it?
Mm-hmm.
I just had it. I was thinking of it. It's not going to come to me. It's pretty much gone, isn't it? It's in the AFC or the NFC? Yeah, I'm just going to go with Mike Wallace right now. Maybe come to me later or something. I'm going to go with Mike Wallace. I think Mike Wallace, you know, for all the money he got paid, a guy who was a deep, you know, because it's just a deep threat, he's actually one of Tannehill's main threats in that game against the Patriots. So I'm going to go with Mike Wallace. The player who sucked.
RG3?
Mm-hmm. Tony Romo.
Yeah, he did.
He's much worse. Man. And Eli Manning was bad too.
I'm gonna say Eli was horrible.
Yes, exactly. The NFC East wasn't good.
It wasn't
Nick Foles was good at the end.
Yeah, I was so much hoping that everyone was gonna lose. I was like, yes, Jacksonville was about to beat him.
And
upset him.
Then it came on the run.
I was like, I knew San Fran was gonna beat.
I know my San Fran was Kaepernick. Yeah, no, Vernon Davis. I thought Vernon Davis looked good.
I knew San Fran was gonna beat. Be Dallas. Yeah, I knew Detroit was going to be New York.
Me too. I think.
But New York looks like they bound
the worst
for number one pick.
Yeah, and I think so too.
Because Eli looks like he's like disinterested. Like he just looks bad.
You think New York would think about?
They should like for
thinking about getting a quarterback in the draft.
They should
get the first pick overall.
I mean, to be honest, they should because
you know his
position. Because Eli is a streaky quarterback. He either he wins everything,
yeah,
or he just loses.
Oh yeah, totally. Yeah. Totally, you know what I mean? Well, last week's picks for week one games, this is between me and Will. Green Bay Packers versus Seattle, I picked Seattle. Me and Will picked Seattle. New Orleans, Atlanta, I picked Atlanta. Will picked New Orleans. San Fran, Dallas, we both picked San Fran. And Indy versus Denver, we both picked Denver. So I went undefeated that week and Will lost one. So we got week two's picks. First off, Steelers versus Ravens.
Where's the game at?
Baltimore, I think. I have it written. I don't know if it's Baltimore.
Ray Ryan's strategy. Nah, I'm gonna go with Steelers.
I'm gonna go with Steelers either way. I like that. The Steelers winning that game, even though Steelers to me are an inconsistent team.
Very inconsistent.
Falcons versus Bengals.
It's in
Cincinnati.
It's gonna be a tough one. It's gonna be a tough one.
It is.
I got Cincy.
I'm gonna agree with you. I'm going with Cincy myself. Yeah. Chiefs versus Broncos at
Broncos.
Yeah, Broncos. We both got Broncos.
I hate paying, man.
Colts versus the Eagles. This game is in Indy.
Oh, good. Who? Okay, good. I need Philly to lose.
Me too. I was going to go to the Colts too. We both picked
the Colts. I was going to say, It was in Philly.
I believe it's in. Yeah, it's in the Colts. It's at New England. I mean, it's in Indy.
Okay.
Cool. Fantasy football. Last week, Will picked Jamal Charles and Drew Brees to be productive. In fantasy football, I picked Geno Smith and Chris Johnson. Geno Smith had a decent game. Not like the vicious game. He had a good game. Chris Johnson had a good game, though, fantasy wise.
He's
double points. He scored a touchdown. He's double pass. Geno Smith.
Okay.
Touchdown pass.
Right.
So give me a fantasy pick. You don't have to do it multiple. Give me a fantasy pick that you think was going to play. He's going to have a good game for week two.
Alfred Morris.
Yeah, he should. I agree. Alfred Morris should have a good week. So
Alfred Morris should have a good game. And
I got Alfred Morris and Adrian Peterson on my team.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Alfred Morris and Charles and Jamal Charles.
Yeah, I like that one. I'm going to go ahead, Jamal Charles.
No, I got Alfred Morris and
so you got Jamal Charles.
And I have I got Sanders.
You got Sanders?
From Denver.
That's a good pick because you got Peyton Manning.
Yeah.
Peyton Manning makes wide receivers look great. Who do I have? I got Chris. Oh, I know. I got Roddy White, Steve Smith, and Larry Fitzgerald.
That's who you got coming to be a game changer?
Those are my three wide receivers.
Say it again. Roddy White.
Yeah. Larry Fitzgerald.
Fitzstats dropping.
He had a good preseason. That's why. Yeah, he did a bad, terrible yesterday. He did terrible yesterday. I'm gonna need what's his name to target him a little bit more.
Yeah, you don't.
He was talking. What's his name?
Floyd.
Yeah. And I had and Steve Smith. Steve Smith looked good. Yeah, Steve Smith. See, I'm always gonna pick Steve Smith.
Steve Smith. I mean, he real.
Yeah, he real.
Like Antoine Bowden, just
yeah,
short.
Yeah, short. Yeah, exactly. And a little faster. A lot faster. To be honest with you. And my problem is my quarterback's my problem.
Who's quarterback?
RG3.
You dropped RG3?
It was late. Stacking up. I got a bunch of running backs. I think about making a trade for a quarterback. I got Phillip Rivers. I'm going to start Phillip Rivers, I think.
Yeah, Phillip. Phillip's like, you know me. Me and Phillip. He blew me a couple years ago.
I know.
Yeah, what? His fantasy ain't bad. It wasn't bad last year.
It was good last year, actually. Yeah. But I just wanted to. I thought RG3 would run against the Texans. He didn't. So I lost that stat.
I ain't never driving.
I was so mad they didn't run that ball to Alfred Morris. Oh my God.
That pissed me off.
That pissed me all the way off.
I got Alfred Morris like two leagues, I think.
Yeah,
that pissed me
all the way off.
I was like, oh, yeah.
But you got Alfred Morris getting the ball, and I got. And this game. Actually, I'm going to go with Steve. I think Steve Smith going to ball against the Steelers. I don't like the Steelers secondary. I'm not a fan with him, so I got him balling. How's Troy? Did Troy look good?
Who?
Troy Polamalu.
I ain't watching.
No, I ain't watching either. Anyway, time for another commercial break. When we get back, we'll be talking about the NBA. We call this segment the mega NBA tribute to Ron. So make sure you check us out. It's the Urban Sports Scene for ages. Where am I at? I gotta make sure I know where I'm at. For ages, you dig?
My life is full of statistics. Thing is, I could have dropped out of school and become one myself, but I didn't. Because I had people that believed in me. Here's another statistic. 7,000 students drop out every school day. That's one every 26 seconds. It's time that students know that we believe in them.
Inspire a student and share your message of support at boostup.org.
Mike Wilmer.
Bands to make her dance. Bands to make her dance.
I'm just popping bang. Bands are make a day. Bands are make a day. These chicks clapping and they ain't using hands. Bands are make a day. Bands are make a day. All these chicks popping. I'm just popping bang. Bands are make a day. Bands are make a day. These chicks clapping and they ain't using hands. Sure, her like me alone. One, she don't need a loan. She start twerking when she hear a song. Strip up all her income. We get tripping and then some. So nasty when she rolling. She put that air up in my hands. I remote control it. She give me down when the roof gone. At the KOD, she leave with me. She got friends. Bring three. I got drunk. I got drank. Bend it over. Juicy J gon' poop it like wet paint. You say no to ratchet. Juicy J can't.
Jury wear. Hey, they say KOD. I like that. That's a nice strip club. KOD. Pretty nice. Anyway.
You like KOD, dog?
Huh?
Ain't nothing like no house party, though.
Yeah, unfortunately, I know about
those
too.
Ain't nothing like them house parties, though.
No, we're not going to mention house parties.
Hustler ambition.
We're not going to mention those, right, sir?
Well, I don't care.
I know we're not going to. I don't care. We're not going to mention. That's all I'm saying.
Hey, you ain't going to mention it. We're going to talk about hustle and bitching.
Anyway, the phone lines are open. Call in. The number is 202-495-0904. That's 202-495-0904.
Big titty bitties.
Don't be talking for an hour. That's all I'm saying. if you do call in. Anyway.
Oh, I'm laughing on your Instagram junk, though.
What? My?
When you rocking in at live. Someone be hollering at you. That's what I was laughing at.
Who, me?
Yeah. We rocking at live.
I just thought about that one.
That's what I'm saying, dog.
Hey, you coming through?
Ah!
Snap.
snap. I was laughing like, I don't know.
I knew you were the only one who got it, too.
Yeah.
I knew you were the only one who
you
got
knew,
it.
You know me, then.
I know. He's like, who's this talking to Wally?
Who you know me, baby.
Oh, my God. Anyway. This is hilarious. It's the Mega NBA segment. You heard about the Danny Ferry thing?
Yeah, I actually heard the whole thing. But he just read the scouting report. It was kind of really ignorant, though.
Okay,
it was really,
okay. Really, man, I'm going to read. So Danny Ferry, should he be punished for his comments about Luol Deng? He said, this is a quote from a reported quote, said, like a guy, referring to Luol Deng, like a guy who would have a nice store out front, but sell you counterfeit stuff out of the back, then he called him a two-faced liar and a cheat. Reportedly.
No, he apologized too.
I know what I'm saying. Sorry. I'm not fully quoting him correctly. Okay. So it's reportedly. Because this is the guy, they said this, one of the individuals said that he said this. So it's not like a true quote in the truest sense. You think he should be suspended, though, or punished for his comments? Because he's not getting punished. He's not being punished.
But honestly speaking, I can care less about these people.
Yeah.
with these racist stuff, I don't care what you say.
Yeah.
I mean, you saying some racist to a millionaire?
It's like an African, though. Like, he's making fun of the Africans. I feel like he's
honestly, I laughed.
Yeah.
I laughed. I read it and I laughed.
Racist calling this like the 419 type dudes. Like,
I read it and I laughed. I mean, imagine a question.
How you talk about another Dookie, though? He's a Duke versus Duke.
He read something. He was reading the scouting report.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm saying. He didn't say it. He was reading the scouting report.
He was reading
He was reading a piece of paper.
Who came out with the scouting report?
One of the scouting report, but they got upset with him because he didn't edit it when he was speaking it.
Okay, got you.
Like, he was reading the scouting report.
Okay.
And it should have been like, when he read it, he should be like, I can't say that part.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? So that's why he can't really be, because it wasn't his verbiage, but it is what it is. And like I said, man, like, I read the thing, I laughed my butt off. Just like I read the Atlanta owner email. I ain't seen nothing wrong with it. It's too black. Yeah. The arena's too black.
Oh, talking about Atlanta. Yeah,
he said it's too black, too much hip hop. Honestly speaking, I don't like to be around a lot of Negroes. I'm black. I don't see nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, African.
I'm sorry, I'm sexy.
Nah, you're African.
Now say it again, baby.
Nah, I ain't doing this again.
Do it one more time.
I can't do it for the vine.
You can do it.
I don't do it for the vine. I hate that.
Do it for the vine. I said it third time. You should have did it right there.
You have the vine?
Nah, I got no vine.
About to say, yeah.
For you, social media king, you talking about
something? I don't got no vine.
But you, man, you got all the rest of nonsense.
You got the what?
You got some nonsense.
Man, nah. But anyway, what are we talking about?
I don't know.
Neither.
Just living life, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, just blessed to live life, man. Just
trying best to live life. Try to hit this lotto.
I know.
Hit this lotto and get
trying to hit a couple hundred at the casino.
Man, I'm trying to hit this lotto and get like a million white girls, $1.
Oh, anyway, USA USA basketball.
Oh,
man,
how's it going?
USA basketball tournament is going on. The world tournament, excuse me.
You can't even talk now.
The world tournament's going on right now.
$1 to which million
players,
white girls?
Which players? Come on, man. You sound like an athlete. Which players? which player is raising his stock in the world tournament?
Fareed.
Annie?
He's only one.
He's making money. Steph Curry's doing good. He's always got good stock.
You're talking about raising his stock.
Yeah,
he's only one.
Yeah. I think he's doing a great job.
Cousins is a little bit because he's playing under control. He's playing under control.
Coach K's not playing Plumlee over him? Good.
He's not playing Plumlee over. They said he might get – Plumlee's going to make the team over there because they thought he's going to keep another guard and keep Plumlee. Because Cousins way better than Plumlee.
Yeah, about that.
But his attitude –
some jack crap.
So his attitude – has been extremely well. So that's what they're saying. Like, his stock has risen because you can look at him as a professional.
Good, good. You think he'd take that to the regular season? Because I don't think so.
No, it's not Sacramento.
You can't take it. What that's supposed to mean. He's not a professional anyway.
No, Sacramento. I think it's his environment of losing that's causing him to be. Because he's never been a loser.
Give him a vet.
He's never been a loser.
So if he had a vet, you think he'd be different?
If he goes to a team. There was one rumor that he's going to come to Washington, but that thing's dead because they signed.
No way he should come to Washington. No way. Because
they signed. Who was that boy's name? Gortat. They signed Gortat.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. There's no way he should come to Washington.
It'd be good. It'd be good fit for Washington.
I mean, yeah, well, would it be good for him in Washington?
It'd be good fit for Washington.
For him in Washington. He'd go crazy.
I mean, he'd be here already all the time.
Oh, yes, right, John Wall. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, Speaking of John Wall, so will John Wall ever get to play in the with the USA basketball?
2016, they said.
That he will definitely get a chance to play, be on his team?
No, but has a chance.
Okay, so he definitely has a chance.
A chance, yeah. Someone has to be hurt. Like for Wall didn't make it, blame that on Derrick Rose. Derrick Rose was selfless.
But John Wall is just as good as like Kyrie and all
of them.
Huh?
You got a head coach who's a Duke.
I know. You're being real.
So let's be realistic.
Yeah, you're being real. I give you credit. You're real.
I'm not going to say he's going to make it over Kyrie.
Yeah.
But.
Because Kyrie shouldn't be starting over Steph Curry.
Steph Curry starts too. What are you talking about?
He just started. Yeah. They put him in the starting lineup. He wasn't starting before.
Yeah, he was. They ran two guards.
I thought Steph was backing up, and then he started.
No. It was Kyrie, Steph, Harden, Fareed, and.
So how's he starting with Derrick Rose?
Oh, no. Yeah, Derrick Rose on the bench.
How is any of them starting with
Derrick Rose? Because Derrick Rose is not healthy. They're trying to monitor his
Is he really not healthy? I saw a highlight. Nah, he looked healthy.
No, because after a great showing,
he had knee soreness. Again, for real?
Yeah.
Okay, no way.
So that's why you always see him like.
Yeah, you'll own him. Yeah, you'll own him.
And you're watching his minutes. But Stephen Curry always starts. Oh, Stephen Curry, Harden.
He's perfect for USA. He's perfect for Olympic basketball.
Davis.
Because he's perfect for Olympic basketball.
Who?
Steph Curry is perfect for Olympic basketball.
I'm surprised Klay Thompson made the jump. I was really shocked with that.
Yeah. So does he?
Oh, Klay Thompson's getting minutes.
Of course, he's perfect for USA.
But I was so shocked that he
over who?
Over anyone
like John Wall or something?
Like he's never been in an All Star game.
Yeah, or like John Wall.
Yeah, but once again, he's a two guard.
Yeah, he's building. Yeah, I know. I knew you're just
saying. You know what I'm saying? But it was just.
You want shooters though.
He wants shooters, but it just. I would just even like when Bill got invited. I was shocked that Robert Bill got invited.
Robert Bradley Bill.
But that's why I was like, you know what? U.S. basketball has changed because you got to look at players. Wade, Melo, LeBron, Kobe, all not playing.
Yeah, I know.
You know what I'm saying?
They're not playing. They're not playing for the next one.
They're not playing for the. They might be playing for the Olympics. But I'm saying right now they're not playing. So I'm saying you got Wade, KD, Melo. So you look at four spots.
They won't. That you won't have.
You won't have. But Wade's no longer going to be an option.
right.
I mean, I'm just saying, like he's getting older and his body's wearing tear, so he's not going to do that. He's not going to be an option. Melo, LeBron, KD,
Chris Bosh.
I don't need Chris Bosh.
But he likes it though.
Yeah, but I don't think they even will want him.
You sure he's good for limit balls?
He's good for limit balls, but you got Fareed who's playing outstanding.
Yeah, I got you.
And you got Anthony Davis who's going to be the next superstar.
You're right. He's the next big thing. Yeah, he's definitely the next big thing. Anyway, it's about time to wrap this show up. You want to say any parting shots before I wrap
up? I want to say I miss you.
Who you miss?
Ha.
I mean, you said I want to say I miss you. Who you miss?
Ha.
Who's ha?
Ha. I miss you, ha.
I can't deal with you. I don't know why. I just can't do it.
Man, I miss you, huh, babe?
All right, you know, to listen to the show
ambition,
on our official Urban Sports Team website, visit www.walio.podbean.com. We're also iTunes, Twitter, and Facebook. Just search the Urban Sports Scene. And if you have any questions or comments, just email us at change.da.game6@gmail.com. I'm going to give you one more chance. You won't have any parting shots.
We'll try this again.
Yeah.
Ha.
All right, Megaron, lead us
out. Wait, hold on. Wait, before you say Megaron, can I?
Go ahead.
Sometimes you got to grind in life. Sometimes. Wait.
I'll give you a chance.
Wait. Sometimes you got to grind in life.
All right.
Sometimes you got to fight for what you want.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes things that you want, people say you can't get.
Yeah.
You got to look them in the eyes.
And say what?
You got to tell them you love them.
Okay.
You got to say what? Ha.
All right.
Hustle ambition.
Okay. It's a wrap. Hey, Megaron, lead us out, please. King Al did too much already. Please do it for me. Not do it for the Vine, but do it for the team.